This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Good times, we're gonna make it stop. 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 Girl, you make it stop. Girl, you make it stop.
You make it stop so good.
Girl, you make it stop.
You make it stop so.
Girl, you make it stop.
You make it stop so good.
Girl, you make it stop.
Back it up.
Girl, you make it.
Back it up.
All right, now we don't need to do it 64 times like he does on every single song.
Minimum.
Folks, it is March Badness. It is that wonderful, terrible time of year, and as we all know, a king must be crowned in bad music. Right now, we are in the semifinals, part two. It's March Madness, part two. March Badness,
Badness.
Part two. Semifinals, round two. Match two. It's gonna be Will I Am versus the 21 Pilots, who triumphed over
311.
Triumphed over Train.
Over Train
in the preliminary round.
Very hard fought battle.
Certainly a hard fought battle. This one's gonna be interesting. Will I Am, we've talked about before in the Black Eyed Peas Blackout. And in fact, actually, let's just get right to it, introducing our guest who joined us for that Black Eyed Peas Blackout. Yes. Joining us once again.
Welcome back.
Honest and loyal Stoppies.
Yes.
Brian and Jules.
Buckle Hello. The fuck up, Stoppies.
Hi.
We're back.
We are back.
Well, you guys are experts. You're returning guests, but truly returning experts of Will I Am.
Will we've been.
Will we've been.
And will we always be.
Will we won't. Will we won't. will I never. I think, so we've talked a lot about Will I Am on that Black Eyed Peas Power Hour, which you should listen to. It is a shit show. It is very funny. Yeah. But I want to hear from both of you, because I don't want to talk more about 21 Pilots than we need to, because God fucking damn it. Both of these albums are exactly the same length, 1 hour and 2 minutes long. Oh,
14 songs. Jeez. The longest longest March Badness matchup we've ever had. Which is why I do want to get this out of the way. I am going to institute a mercy rule in this round. So because there's so many songs, we have so much ground to cover. You know, I don't know how the votes are going to land on each song. I don't know who's going to win this, but if it does become a runaway for one of the contestants, I've worked out that 33 is the number of points either of these guys could get to mathematically eliminate the other contender. Yeah. So if we get to that point, we will call a mercy.
Mercy rule.
Mercy. I feel like I'm on a speeding train.
Oh, yes. We're doing this.
I'm careening off of a fucking cliff right now.
You wish. You wish, unfortunately.
I need mercy. I need it.
So, okay, I was going to ask you guys about your previous knowledge of 21 Pilots.
I'm new to Tyler. I'm new to Tyler and the world of Tyler. This is a fresh wound for me.
I know a few of their hits from the radio. Driving around for my job, I'm often having the radio on, and there's like an alternative, you know, rock station that comes on out in Greenfield, Western Mass. So I know about like
They're such a rock band.
I know it's insane.
So much rock that they're on in that. This
yeah.
Band, yeah,
it'll be like the rock channel. It'll be like 21 Pilots and then Imagine Dragons on the same rock, the only rock station.
That
so
really
I know,
rocks.
Yeah,
Christian rock. It
yeah.
Sounds like.
So I know those hits, and I know about Blurry Face. I've heard that he cares what you think. And I know the song. There's some song from like the Suicide Squad soundtrack where they're like, "All my heathens, we gotta take it slow," you know. So it's trash. That's what I gotta say.
It's bad.
Oh, man. I don't know Blurry Face. If they win, if 21 Pilots wins, we will have to listen to
it's
Blurry
a treat.
Face.
It's
I'll tell you right now,
treat.
It is fucked up. Blurry Face is so offensive to every part of my whole self. It's so bad. It's rough.
So you
I hate 21 Pilots.
I hate them so much.
I really hate them.
You were new to them, Brian.
Very
and you were new to Tyler, but now I imagine you're quite intimate.
Yeah, we have done more together than I will ever care to discuss. But I will discuss all of it here on the podcast. It's, I don't know, yeah. It's I yeah. We'll discuss in detail. I hate Tyler and his psyche.
Twisted mind.
Tyler and his psyche when he's telling me about his psyche.
Yeah, exactly.
God, yeah.
It's like people don't even like me because I'm Tyler and I'm Tyler. Yeah.
I'm so spicy. Oh, man. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I'll say it now, I guess. I think my thesis statement about Tyler is that, like, there's like a certain amount of embarrassment and self-consciousness and shame that is, like, appropriate to feel. And he either doesn't feel it or he, like, takes that feeling and he, like, resists it and makes it into a character he has to, like, fight against.
Of course.
Which is called Blurry. Like, that's what Blurry Face is,
oh,
ultimately.
No. Oh.
But he just, like, he should stop. Like, it's difficult to even articulate how much I hate this person.
We're gonna have
He
some...
should be embarrassed.
Yes.
And he is leaning into the most embarrassing elements of the things that are embarrassing.
Well, perhaps
album after album.
Perhaps that's what endeared his legions of adoring fans, because these guys are some of the best. It's one of the best selling quote unquote rock artists of the last decade is 21 Pilots.
That
and
is
it
so
all,
crazy.
It all starts here. It starts here with their debut album, although pre the debut album, which is just the self-titled, our boy Tyler did release a whole EP of just him fucking rapping, and it is one of the worst things. I only listened to one song. I don't even know what it's called. I'm not going to repeat it because honestly, it feels like a hate crime. But it's really awful. This one comes out in what, 2009?
Yeah.
So yeah. I think the self-titled comes out in 2009. And it doesn't like make a huge splash. It's like, I think it was like number 137 or something on the Billboard charts when it came out. Yeah. I mean, still shocking, for like Christian emo rap Dresden Dolls. Like I can't even.
Exactly.
By way of Muse.
Yes.
By
a
way
lot
of Muse.
I picked up on that too.
It is a different approach on this album than we heard on on Vessel.
Yes.
In round one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is a lot more indie and a lot more
emo.
Emo.
Less
yes.
rapping too.
Less rapping, but
still doesn't
rapping.
Mean better.
Still
yeah.
rapping.
Still plenty. Yeah.
Still too much. Too much already.
And then this Will I Am album, this came out in 2012, 2011?
2007.
Oh, really? Oh, yep. Yeah, shit. Yeah, thank you. Older. Thank you for the fact check. So, came out in 2007, around the time that Fergie was doing her solo thing and everyone was kind of like branching off. And
which we love.
I did.
Half
we love.
From Power Hour.
Wasn't that bad?
I'm loving it more and more.
I believe I gave it a positive two.
You did.
You were drunk.
We were very drunk. And so he's trying to do his solo thing, his solo effort. It doesn't work, but it's not as bad as I thought it was going to be. Mm-hmm. And I think the thing with this and the way that March Badness works is that it's a descending order of badness where it gets to the core terribleness
in the finals.
In the finals.
End.
And
right.
Willpower, #willpower is like definitively terrible.
Peak.
And that would be what we would discuss in the finals against the Chainsmokers. But at this point, it's going to be really hard for will.i.am to overtake 21 Pilots. We'll see. There's some really bad will.i.am shit on here, too. But a lot of it is just fucking boring. And I'll take boring on this show. I'll take it over what everything that fucking 21 Pilots is serving.
I want to apologize to our guests for this asymmetrical setup and comfort that we have going on.
Oh yeah, very very good point.
We're doing a rare.
The stoppies can't see what kind of a prison I'm in. Right now. Bar stool.
We're doing a rare in-person recording. We're all in the bubble together here, and
we're vaxxed.
We're bubbed up.
We got a couple vaxxed folks.
Yeah, 2.5 vaxxed.
Pro vaxxers.
Yeah. But I had to set up on the couch. We have a little futon here because that's so I could be level with the coffee table where I have my laptop and all the
it's critical contacts.
And,
mm-hmm.
and then the only chairs I had available for this space are these like very rigid dining chairs. And
exactly. I mean, you could ensconce yourself in the papazon, but that seems a little silly for the.
I need to be fully erect for 20 minutes.
So
excuse me, Stoppy. My apology.
Oh, I forgot to say, I did want to mention the name of the will.i.am album that we're discussing is Songs About Girls.
Oh yeah.
And so just from his quote, quote, if I have an album filled with songs about girls, what happens if tomorrow I write another song about a girl? He explains.
You will.
So something that started off with 15 songs in the next 10 years could have 100 songs. Having 12 songs on a record, that day is done.
God.
Well,
there are so many girls.
Will.i.am is
there's always another girl.
And there's only two feelings about them.
Yes.
There's
yes.
literally
yes.
two feelings
oh, we'll get
about
into
girls.
This. I have the same thing to say about will.i.am.
It's either that they are hot and they have a donkey, or they are
they're
evil, conniving bitches that are leaving. Or yeah, they're leaving.
I don't know why they left.
I don't understand.
I don't understand.
I don't understand.
She was so beautiful, and I liked the way she walked, and then she walked away, and I have no idea why. And I'm not
again.
Responsible at all for this breakup.
Don't worry. By the next song, someone else is coming along.
Along and has also a butt.
She's licking her lips at the bus stop.
Oh, yeah.
We just mentioned that line. In fact, when we drove by a bus stop. We all have twisted brain syndrome. Mm-hmm. 21 brain syndrome.
Twisted mind. We have 21 personalities. We're those DID teens on TikTok.
Oh, God.
We are precisely that.
I don't know. But Heather, you're right. It is. This is not the worst we've heard from will.i.am.
No.
I would
totally
say
agree.
At least it's not as bad as the worst we heard from the Black Eyed
For
Peas
sure.
and Power Hour.
For sure.
But I do think, you know, not to show my hand too much, but I think side B of Songs About Girls, things start taking a little turn. I don't know.
I agree.
Yeah, there's...
Some bad songs on that album.
Yeah, that's very true.
But
that's very true. But so
Pilots, though.
No.
Well, and so the whole conceit of Songs About Girls, it's very fucking simple. It's supposedly about him coming out of an 8-year relationship with somebody that
what?
He's like, I know, right? Yeah. So he's breaking up with them. And then it's supposed to somehow be sequential, like have some
what?
Sort of story arc. It makes no sense because it doesn't do that. It goes completely back and forth. That tonal whiplash you've like come to experience. Expect on the bad music in the show. And then meanwhile, 21 Pilots is just, why is everything so hard? Everything's hard and I'm sad and I won't go to a therapist. I'll just sing about my dad. Like,
then I come and then I go with somebody by missing Pataya.
The way he sings.
Stupid
every goddamn song.
The way he sings. It's war. It's so bad.
Yeah.
Like the congregation.
He does like the indie girl pronunciations of soft.
The same shit that I was making fun of with the Chainsmokers robot girl voices.
Yeah.
Like, why? Like,
stop doing that.
It doesn't stop. It only gets worse. So I feel like it's time. I think we gave you the adequate context to dive on into this fucking disaster piece.
All right.
So yeah, it is time for the wide world of Stoppy Sports.
Sports!
Sports! It's time for sports!
Dig-a-doom,
we're doing March Badness Part 2. Semi-finals. Second match.
Badness.
I'm going to go over the rules with you folks just so we know what we're getting into here. It is March Badness. We are going head-to-head, songs about girls, versus 21 Pilots, self-titled.
Self-titled.
We're going through track by 14 track.
Oh,
my God. The longest, most protracted battle we're going to have on the show.
Terrible.
Track one versus track one, track two versus track two, and so forth. At the end of each round, we are going to give a point each to whichever of the two songs we heard we thought was worse. At the end of the game, or at any point during the game, you may lock in. Your choice for worst of the worst, whichever song by either artist you thought was the worst song overall. And that will grant it an additional 2 points to that group at the end of the game, or whoever gets the 33 points first in this case, just because there's so many fucking songs. Whoever has the most points will be declared the winner.
And loser.
And move on. Yes, and the loser. the worst winner will move on to face the Chainsmokers in the final round. And these finals are going to be spicy no matter who moves on. It's the Chainsmokers, Memories Do Not Open.
Yeah.
And it's going to be going up against either hashtag Willpower or Blurry Face. It's going to be an epic finals.
Yeah.
And it's going to be decided in this semifinals match. So without further ado, I think we should get into it.
Let's go.
Let's fucking go.
So
let's jack in.
Jacking in.
So it's gonna be Over by Will.i.am against Implicit Demand for Proof by 21
Pilots. Even just the title.
I know.
I just can't get over. Simple little fact that the love is over. I thought me and you was gonna get older and then go half on the baby and mold her. I thought I was gonna always hold you, even though we constantly fall like soldiers. Together we supposed to fall down like boulders, but ever since the weather been getting colder, we're looking for closure, cause we couldn't stay in love, cause we both been looking.
Let's start with Over, which is honestly fine. It's not good. It's not bad. It's generally boring and fine. Mm-hmm. You get a very low energy, like Pharrell, you know? Mm-hmm. It's just like a kind of sleepy Pharrell that's like not really committing to the bit.
Yeah.
But the production is pretty good. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's kind of where his skill set is producing. He shouldn't be rapping. Every fucking rap is just, I can rhyme Asian with Asian, which it's still better than anything Tyler can come up with, but it's not good. It's not like, you know, there's nothing interesting or complex. And this is where, you know, just in the timeline of this supposed story arc, it starts out with the relationship ending.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so the rest of it doesn't make sense.
Well, I've listened to this whole album, and it's news to me that it was supposed to be sequential. Forget about it.
It's supposed to be a story about his ending, you know, his relationship and then finding something new.
Yeah.
But
I mean, it starts out with the breakup.
With
here.
The breakup.
Yeah. With the breakup.
And
the
relationship will start two songs from now, too.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's a series of flings, maybe, is the remainder. Mm. I don't, you know, I guess I didn't know about this. It'll be interesting to consider.
Yeah.
The lyrics, though, I mean, like, let's not ignore shit like, I thought you and I thought me and you was going to get older and then go half on a baby and mold her.
Yeah. I
think that's so stupid.
A little nod to you don't know what you got till it's gone as well.
Yeah, yeah.
He repeats that three times though. Repeat it three times.
He is the god king of repetition.
Yeah.
Very much.
That is my note as well. Boring, very repetitive, but not the worst I've heard.
But well, and the repetition thing is definitely something that does really great on you. Like this is song one about girls, but as it continues, the thing is that he for some reason insists on making every song like 6 minutes long.
Way
And he has maybe a minute and a half of material, like lyrical material, even like song if structure. That. If that. And so he's just repeating. I mean, what? Yeah, if that.
Two seconds.
Yeah, there's like 14 words in each song, and he just repeats them over and over and over and over again. And it is extremely grating and exhausting.
It gets worse and worse. But also, like, the long outros and musical breaks you just mentioned, I do think those are some of the strongest moments on the album.
We agree.
He's just jamming.
Yeah.
And he's just jamming. And I like on this song the sort of like almost 20 or 10cc sort of like.
It's not actually. Do you know who it is?
Who is it?
It's ELO. Electric Light Orchestra.
Yeah, there was a sample in
there. Yeah, there was a sample.
ELO, we were drawing many comparisons with 21 Pilots to them in the last episode.
Yep.
This album, 21 Pilots, less ELO, more like Panic at the Disco.
EMO.
Wait, I have one more thing to say about Will.i.am.
Oh, sure, go ahead.
This is the first example of the protagonist, the male protagonist of the song, not like understanding why the relationship went bad.
Exactly.
And being totally incapable of any self-critical thinking. It's all just like, what happened? Like, it feels bad to be in it, but it also feels bad not to be in it. How did we get here? I thought you loved me. What happened? And that will be a theme.
Yeah. Mm. It's the theme. It's the only theme. It's that theme or you're hot. You have you have these body parts.
The psychological phenomenon splitting. She's a goddess or she's like a torturer.
Yes.
Mm. But and a whole album and there's no extra, nothing else.
No.
There's
no.
Not much of anything.
No.
He didn't even really think about
song,
it.
Two songs about girls spread out over 14 songs.
Yeah. Exactly.
But yeah, so 21 Pilots.
EMO.
EMO. Implicit demand for truth.
For proof. Awful. But it doesn't matter.
Awful. I wrote the wrong word. For proof, yes. Listen to this fucking Christian theater freak doing his little Gerard way.
I also brought up theater kid vibes evangelical megachurch youth pastor vibes.
Oh yeah.
Stunning combination.
Yeah.
Swaying congregation, hands in the air, sweating, crying.
Talking about enabling.
A stunning combination. A swaying congration. Will I Am rapping about what
we
just
said. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, man.
Will I Am takes on Tyler.
Also, this album was definitely made in GarageBand, right? Like the,
for sure.
Blown out, like there's not enough like memory for all the instruments they wanted to put on these songs because everything gets so blown out and like redlined in the waveform.
You mean the 17 layers of piano? There's no
the
fucking
loudest pianos you've ever heard.
Oh my god!
On the Genius website, you know, Lyrics Genius.
Yes.
The person said that this was an example of their virtuosity.
So
the Genius page is the best.
That's oh my God. I spent a lot
the
of time.
Most devoted so genius annotators in the world.
It was more entertaining. It was more entertaining than the actual songs.
Absolutely.
It was all
such a trick.
It was just the stretches of logic to explain the lyrics.
And then Corinthians verse 2, chapter 8, Bible verses
so
on the side.
It's so funny.
So I want to talk about this instrument thing because apparently at this point in their, you know, as a band, they actually have four members of the band, but you would have no idea.
No.
This is Tyler, and more Tyler. Like it's that's all it is. There's supposedly a guitarist and a drummer. You have no clue because you never hear them. You just hear these gigantic, obnoxious garage band pianos Yeah, so I fucking called it. I called it fucking Dresden Dolls with the Brandon Flowers you bought on Wish. Like fucking Panic at the Jazz Cafe.
No.
Like that.
It
gives me that fucking insufferable Dresden Dolls vibe the entire way through. That like almost circus music and like it's awful.
God.
It's awful. And it doesn't change. It stays like that
14 songs.
For 14 songs. And then these guys became one of the most fucking popular bands ever. I can't cope with it.
It's damning.
Yeah, it's
an indictment on the
It's species. A harsh reality. It's a sick, sad world that we're living in where these guys can become as big as they've become. Should we vote? Should we give our points? Are we ready to give some points?
I'm ready.
Always.
I am going to give my point to 21 Pilots.
Yeah, absolutely.
Me too.
As well as
It's clear. Sorry to tell you.
All right. off to an early lead for 21P for Tyler and the boys.
Fuck Tyler. Somebody needs to tell this guy he sucks.
He really
it doesn't seem like he's hearing it enough, I gotta say.
He only tells himself that he sucks. That's his
really
fucking life.
Does he really?
He's being the whole point is this fucking ascetic self-flagellation really aligned with Christianity and self-torture. This obsession with I have to suffer in order to feel something.
But it's almost like he doesn't really hate himself because maybe that would stop him.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's a put on. It's a persona.
The messages
it's
you're
just
fighting
the
against
face.
Are true.
You know? You shouldn't
the
say these things.
The criticisms from others are
you are
stop
empty
it,
inside.
We don't want to hear you anymore, Tyler. But he won't listen. He just keeps
to the blurry face within.
No. Blurry face is right. You don't care what we think.
But you care deeply.
Yet.
Deeply.
All right.
Enough.
Round two. Song two of match two of round two, part two. We are going to be doing Heartbreaker by will.i.am versus Fall Away by the 21 Pilots.
Yeah. My mama told me we live at it right. Boy, now that ain't right. I'm so, so, so sorry. I'm so, so, so sorry.
Selfish ambition is taking my vision. My crime is my sentence. Repentance is taking commission. It's taking a toll on my soul. I'm screaming submission. And I don't know if I am dying or living, cause I will save face for namesake. Abuse grace, take aim to obtain a new name in a newer place. But my name is lame. I can't walk and I ain't the same. It ain't my name. It came new destiny to the grave. And I can feel the pull.
Alright, that's a fucking mess, dude.
My skin.
Oh, no.
Oh my god.
Why? Yeah, that is an early contender for worst of the worst.
I need to lock in.
I am not quite ready to lock in, but it's definitely a contender. I mean, that
I
shit.
I totally agree.
That is just of it's unbelievable. It's literally unbelievable. He's doing. There's a part where it's like emo rap ska with pianos. Like it's the worst of all worlds. Like he's like. Fucking, if a teenage ska band went to musical theater camp and decided to experiment with eyeliner and self-harm. Like, it's so fucking, so stupid, so insipid.
I honestly feel like that would be better.
Yeah.
It sounds like an improvement.
Yeah, maybe.
No offense.
I don't know. I don't know. I just... I will save face for name's sake, abuse grace, take aim to obtain a new name in a newer place, but my name is lame. I can't walk and I ain't the same, and my name became a new destiny to the grave.
Now you think it means nothing, but clearly you haven't been on genius.com where the scholars have spoken. It actually means so much.
Oh, what did they say?
I don't know.
One?
I think he was saying something about like being a born again Christian.
Of course. Oh, what a surprise!
Yeah, like getting a new name is a reference to like being born again. I think was one fan.
Very deep.
Take.
Very
like many
deep
of
and
their
cool.
songs. This song is about the topic of depression and Tyler's struggling with what it means to be a Christian.
When Tyler talks about his demons,
yeah. Oh my God. This is hot topic Christianity God. For sure.
Oh.
Yeah. And I die as I wait on my crime, and I'll try to delay what you make of my life, but I don't want your way. I want mine. I'm dying and I'm trying, but believe me, I'm fine. But I'm lying. I'm so very far from
fine.
I'm not
okay. Don't sully the great name of our pal Gerard Way and My Chemical Romance. Okay, yeah. Don't you dare. If this was a concept album, the entire concept is and both of these.
God wins.
Yeah. God wins, and I still hate myself, and I'm still miserable. And the only thing I do all day is, you know, question my face and get depressed and hate my life, and I'm so stressed, and everything's hard, and please pay attention to me, Dad. Like, Just
wait, the dad song that's coming up.
Oh dear,
Johnny
oh, dear.
Boy. Oh my God, classic.
Yeah, that was bad shit. But
okay.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
that song also sucked.
It was bad. It was bad.
Ripping off the chords, I Will Survive definitely yeah. mm-hmm. are the yeah. same. Because what I said was like, these chords are pretty nice. And then I realized it was like, I Will Survive. And I was yeah. like, oh, it's the same song. Okay.
It was basically Maroon 5 playing I Will Survive.
Yes.
Will I Am. Yeah. Repeating yeah. I'm a Heartbreaker 128 times.
128.
He's not a heartbreaker.
Well, and he's not a heartbreaker.
Well, okay, here's
he's being heartbroken. We know the story.
No,
nice
we
try.
So what he says, what's so shitty about the stupid song is that, first of all, the lyrics, the delivery, everything is extremely thin and insincere, even though, again, the beat is pretty good.
More lush.
He says, I didn't mean to break your heart. And then immediately repeats, I'm a heartbreaker over and over again. So which one is it, my dude? Like, you know, mansplaining your dead relationship is not going to work. Like, you're what? Not even, like, he's not. Oh, so I looked up. Because this is supposedly about, you know, again, the breakup of an 8-year relationship, supposed to be about, like, some level of soul searching, if, you know, Will I Am has a soul. And I looked up the writers on the song, and his name isn't even credited. He's not even a fucking songwriter on it.
Will I Am?
Yeah, which doesn't...
I thought he did all his own production and shit.
I think he did the production, but his name, his last name is Adams, and I didn't see Adams on the songwriting.
There's
credit.
A lot of songwriters on this album.
Yeah.
For so little lyrics.
With 10 words in it. He couldn't write
There's
those
so
words.
So many songwriters.
It's 10 words.
I know.
And then I'm he says, let's break it down 16 times at the end, I'm pretty sure.
They're trying to break it down.
But then they do have the like surf rock outro.
Which is nice.
Which I
did like
I
that.
Also
I did like
that.
Yeah.
Just pivot to rock instrumentals.
Like, yeah. I know. That was like a 30, the best 30 seconds of the album.
It was refreshing. Yeah.
Right.
Of maybe any of the albums.
Yeah, it's definitely not good. It's not good, but and it still sounds like he's trying to fill up space and just extend a song that doesn't need to be extended. Yep. Or he could have just done these beats for somebody else. And I think that's kind of what he was doing at this point, was making beats for other people.
Mm.
And yes. He should have. But when you call an album Songs About Girls and tell people it's about, you know, the crumbling of your relationship and, you know, rediscovering yourself afterwards, then you're setting yourself up for, you know, a level of expectation that is just never going to be met
by Will I Am.
By Will I Am. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So not good, but certainly, once again, I think
it's hard for a sixth grader to go deep into his feelings about a relationship. You know, what do you expect?
Yeah, yeah. So I give this one to 21 Pilots, though. I mean, come on.
Oh yeah,
me too.
Same. Hard same.
All right.
Okay.
Sorry.
Not so sorry.
Not so sorry.
All right. We are going to listen to I Got It From My Mama by Will.i.am versus The Pantaloon.
No.
Yes.
By 21 Pilots.
No.
A shiver. I got it from my mama.
Honey looking good from her head to her toe. Beauty overload, body out of control. She 24, she could be a model. So beautiful, all so natural. Mommy looking good from her head to her feet. She 44, but she still looking sweet.
All the people walking through the fairgrounds. It's been around so long, you change the meaning of a chair now. Because a chair now is like a tiny island in the sea of all the people who glide across the very surface that made his bones feeble. The end can come soon enough, but is it too soon? Either way, he can't deny he is a pantaloon. You are tired.
Undeniably a pantaloon. When you start changing the meaning of a chair now,
Oh my god.
Pantaloon.
Wow.
Considering a lock-in for this one.
So. I know.
Me too. I will tell you. I already know which my lock-in is, and I won't reveal it till the end.
But the
pantaloon might be that choice.
But you just revealed it.
No, I did not.
Really? Okay.
There are multiple contenders.
There are a lot of contenders, and most of them belong to 21 Pilots. I did read the genius annotation.
Oh, the scholars.
So, the scholars. I consulted the scholars, and apparently this song is about his grandpa getting dementia, which honestly, I would love to get dementia and forget all about all of the hours I've spent trying to make sense of 21 Pilots.
That doesn't help.
It doesn't make this song any fucking better. That
rap is a stunning example of bullshit. My note for Pantaloon is literally, I just wrote, holy shit. And that's it. I can't even, what do you say about this? It fucking sucks.
Yeah, I mean, my comment, I just wrote, God, this fucking rap, I just can't cope with it. The syllables never fit. The concepts never evolve. It's just the same fucking song over and over again, just shoving syllables into this extremely labored cadence. And a chair is not a chair now?
I know.
What does that mean?
Well, yeah, it's like a tiny island in the sea of all the people who glide across the very surface that made his bones feeble.
Okay.
It's pretty self-explanatory.
Can you just make a fucking song about, like...
A pantaloon? Yes, we can. About several pantaloons and
the fact that it's
how
about
they
his...
became the pantaloons. No, I'm
just saying that the fact that it's about his sweet grandfather having dementia makes it worse. Because it does. None of that is conveyed.
No.
All that's conveyed is more just, like, self-aggrandizing bullshit.
Exactly.
Like, listen how technical my raps are, but you're literally not saying anything.
You're not saying anything. It's all about just, it's like when you write an essay when you're in like 10th grade and you're just trying to use words like loquaciousness to like, you know, just to sound smart. It's not about having an effective writing style or getting an idea across. It's about using as many syllables as possible. Yep. And it ends up saying the least.
The least.
You know?
The thesaurus is out for the writing process.
And then you fuck with the margins and make them a little bit wider. And then you go, all in all, as one can see in conclusion,
Times New Roman,
I love my grandpa and I'm sorry, it's dementia.
And also just the idea of the pantaloon.
Just stop saying pantaloon. Why?
Apparently that's a reference to like a, you know, like a pantomime,
clown.
I would assume it's like a Victorian like wood engraving of like a foppish man in a jester hat, and it says the pantaloon.
Yeah, I mean, that's
exactly. He's getting like beaten with a birch stick by like a noble.
Wow. That's,
yeah, there's
that's
a Dominion card called Pantaloon.
Yes.
Well,
totally.
And actually, you use the term foppish, and I use that term to describe fucking Tyler. Our boy Tyler, like in another one of the songs.
He is a pantaloon.
He's the pantaloon.
I got it from my mama, also dog shit.
Very bad.
It was a hit. Yes. I remember this one distinctly. I remember hating this song forever.
It makes me angry. Yeah. The ending where he's like, if the mama's ugly, then it's guaranteed that the lady will be ugly too. And if the lady is sexy, it's guaranteed that the mama's going to be sexy too. Yeah. It's just like, fuck you, Will.i.am.
He repeats even that over and over again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If her
just
mama
in case
real
you didn't
ugly,
get it
I
the first time.
She's going to be ugly like her mama.
Did you guys ever see that MTV show Date My Mom that ran in the aughts, where there'd be like a contestant and instead of dating the eligible bachelorette or bachelor, the person would have to go on a date with the mom and then choose from the moms who they wanted to date.
Oh.
And then at the end, they would reveal, like, you know, the hot chick would walk down and be like, oh, that's...
Did that show come out in 2008? Because it
probably
was fucking inspired by this song.
That's what I was thinking about. Yeah, exactly.
I was watching that show and he was like, oh, I can write this into a song.
Yeah. Well, this is before he got obsessed with iPhones and stuff, right?
Smartwatches.
Yeah. Oh, God.
And Legos. He's really into Legos, which I think is kind of adorable.
Yeah, like this is like 1 to 2 years before Will.i.am was like approached by some like techno, Shingy or somebody and he like convinced him that he was really smart.
Yeah, this is a guy who needs to do a TED Talk.
Somebody told him he was really smart and he took it to heart. And
he did.
And that's where the... You know, willpower comes after this, right? That's,
right.
Yep.
That's hopefully we get there. We'll see.
Well,
I mean, it's gonna be a tough climb for Will.i.am.
Odds are against you, Chief. Will.i.am is no Tyler.
I also wanted to like mention how I realized on this song, like, for the budget that I'm sure this album had for like all the songwriters and producers involved in it and all the studio musicians and shit that he brought in. Right. The guitar sounds like it was definitely recorded direct in, right? Like,
oh, yeah.
This
for
is
sure.
not played sure. through an amplifier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very like half-assed guitar tone.
You can tell it's a real guitar, but it almost sounds like a keyboard at points. It's so like... Yeah, direct.
It's probably direct into the same shitty Behringer interface we're all recording into right now, like that I paid $100 for.
Definitely on like a very large Apple computer screen, like in Will.i.am's
Minority
house.
Report style, like
yeah.
fucking.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if both these albums were recorded on GarageBand.
Definitely
sound
definitely.
Like it.
On the
well. Yeah. Logic is basically like a fancy garage band. But anyway.
Well, yeah,
but
it's a fancy garage
band. That's true. But we're missing a huge piece of I Got It From My Mama, which is this is one of, and not the only, song about just fucking Will.i.am being a fucking voyeur in a public place. Like, just like aggressively hitting on women who have not invited any sort
of
interaction.
Let me take a photo.
Yeah,
he wants to take a photo.
And the lyrics are just, I mean, they're so bad, dude. Girl, you got a beautiful vibration. Every day should be your birthday, hun.
Vibration. Honestly, it's vibration.
Vibration? Birthday, hun. You make the guys all dumb. Maybe because you're blessed with the beautiful buns. Maybe because your beauty keep the dudes on sprung. Wondering just where you got that from, dude. That shit is fucking... Leave those women alone.
Yeah.
Like, leave them alone. And if the best thing you could say is, you got a beautiful vibration, every day should be your birthday, hun, I would fucking run in the opposite direction. Like, I'm literally being assaulted at that point. Like, it's...
Well,
man.
You're being photographed.
Also, no wonder his fucking girlfriend broke up with him. Like, all women to him are just these two-dimensional objects of his
exactly
obsession.
What I was saying.
And
yes.
they have no characteristics or personality besides either being hot or leaving him.
Oh, big surprise. She's leaving me.
Yeah, right? And you're out there ogling strangers and hitting on them without any sort of invitation. Like, it's such a boring fucking ideology. And again, if this is supposed to be a story about him reckoning with the end of his relationship, he's gone from, okay, my relationship is over, to I didn't mean to break your heart, but I'm a heartbreaker, to I am hitting on strangers in the park.
I'm photographing strangers.
Yeah.
Right?
How could she leave me when she has such beautiful buns?
When she make me steaming like a sauna.
No.
Make me steaming.
Did you
like
not hear me
sauna.
Say how nice your buns were?
Stop walking away. Well, at least I can watch your beautiful buns as you run in the opposite
photograph
direction.
As you walk away.
The beautiful vocal stylings of Cat Graham on this. I got it from my mama. I got it from my mama.
I always thought that was Fergie when I heard this on the radio.
I know. It's
it,
like
it
she,
is
he's
a
trying
budget
to replace
Fergie.
Fergie.
Yeah. Yeah. And Fergie is a budget everything else. So
I'm bad for the person who's singing that.
It's
I got it from my mama.
Yeah, was she directed to
I
do that delivery? Like, it's so
baby robot it's voice. Yeah. It's the same baby robot voice that you hear on the fucking Chainsmokers, dude. It's the same fucking thing.
Turn left, turn right. It's got the same vibe as those robotic lady voices on like navigation.
Yeah,
I got it from my mama. It's like, okay. It's so flat.
Okay.
Oh, man. And that's the thing is this actually is a truly terrible song, but up against the fucking Pantaloon, it's just...
Yeah.
Jeez.
There's some other 21 Pilots songs it could have gone against in one, but not the Pantaloon.
Not the Pantaloon.
I also cash my vote.
Cash
it.
That's what you
did. I didn't vote for Pantaloon. I voted for Pantaloon.
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 Very, a little shades of Decemberist there. Maybe not
my least
favorite band in the world.
It
gets more
times.
We may be in fall, and then later on we get to winter. There's more Decemberists coming up.
Yeah. I want to say this to all the stoppies. Fuck the Decemberists.
Oh!
Yeah. We're an anti-Decemberist podcast.
Decemberists around here.
I don't know anything about the
Decemberists. All right. Well, Heather, you got to get on board. You got to jack into the sentiment. They are the worst.
They say Pantaloon, too, I bet.
Yeah.
I don't think any other. I don't think any other major band has ever used the word "fucking pantaloon" in
a
song.
I actually know for a fact that the Decemberists have used the word pandemic.
What?
Yeah,
yeah,
I'm not surprised by that.
I have heard it.
Given
how many? Yeah.
On that album Picaresque, which I have listened to, and which I was slightly into in high school, he uses the word.
We all make mistakes.
Confirmed.
He does.
Probably some waltzes, I'm sure, as well.
Oh, the waltz!
Bum, 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 bum.
So many nautical themes.
Yeah, sea shanties, too.
Sea shanty.
Yeah. The reason, I actually saw a meme online that was like, the reason that sea shanties are so popular with Gen Z is because they never had to suffer the trauma of the Decemberists.
Wow.
That's true.
But they listen to 21 Pilots!
Yeah.
They do.
So,
which is cursed and horrifying.
It is cursed and horrifying.
Yeah, well, that's right. Why they're up 12-0 on Will I Am right now. So.
All right,
we're really round to the corner quickly on a possible fucking mercy kill.
It's true. It is.
But I don't know. We got to get to side
the
B. We got to get to side B.
Turn. She's a Star by Will I Am versus Addict with a Pen. Is this going to be the round where the tide turns?
I don't know.
Addict
with a Pen.
You'll be by my side because I can't go nowhere without my life. Because you're my star. My star. You a star. You a star. Because when you shine, when you shine.
In fact, I'm only at it again as an addict with a pen who's addicted to the wind as it blows me back and forth, mindless, mindless, and pretend. Of course, I'll be here again. See you tomorrow, but it's the end of today. And
nope, I'm done.
Addicted.
Fucking addict with a pen.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking hate this dude. I hate his affectations, his boring nothing problems. This is terrible ninth grade slam poetry delivery. The big gasps and deeply performative cadence. And it's just like, and the genius annotations here are just fucking chef's kiss.
Where's the scholars
where he says, I'm just being dramatic. In fact, I'm only at it again. The genius says, oftentimes, people will accuse deep thinkers as being overly dramatic when they ponder subjects such as the purpose of life. Weary of hearing this criticism, the narrator pretends as if he agrees so that he doesn't have to defend himself.
Damn.
He is so obviously so high on his own supply of just having just such a fucking, such very big capitalized problems, you know, just very big thoughts and very just so overburdened by these gigantic, important insights about the world that
which
nobody else
share.
Could possibly understand. Right.
Every song lyrically and musically and thematically and everything, it's all grandiose and melodramatic.
Extremely.
Everything is a huge deal. There's no moments of like you know of humor or levity.
No humor.
There's no change in mood. It's constantly like big moody piano chords and like sad boy like pining sad boy like just, I got these deep-ass thoughts.
As an addict with a pen who's addicted to the wind as it blows me back and forth, mindless, spineless, and pretend. Of course I'll be here again, see you tomorrow, but it's the end of today. End my ways as a walking denial. My trial was filed as a crazy suicidal head case.
I wrote I detest everything about this music, or about everything about this song, before he started rapping.
Wow.
That was a note I wrote
I know.
Before he
Agreed.
Even started
yes.
rapping.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I wrote I hate this person.
Yes, exactly. I fucking hate
I
this
think it's,
guy.
Yeah, I hate this guy. That's what I have, quote, right here.
Me too.
Oh my God, twins.
I mean, listen, it's not hard to agree about this.
Yeah, it's there for all to see.
How about Will.i.am, though, just
go,
saying.
Go, Jules, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, well, yeah, we have to talk about Will.i.am, but I want to know how many points till 21 Pilots.
I know.
Like skunks.
We got a few more songs to go.
The elimination can't happen till round 9 at least.
Okay.
So we still got a while to go.
Thank goodness.
I like that you just wiped your brow. Phew.
There's some
like,
shit to
thank
say.
God we
listen,
get to listen to more to of this terrible
There are
shit.
Things to say.
Yeah. So there's a lot of things to say, such as bling, bling,
yes.
bling, bling,
bling, bling,
bling.
That
bling,
was my note.
Bling, 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 bling. And then taking a huge breath. Bling, bling, bling. They both have they don't have the foresight to edit out their breaths.
Yeah, we'll be shining.
That doesn't make any sense. sense.
Yeah, we'll be shining, shining.
We'll be shining, shining. Well, it, this song, that song is really bad, dude. It feels anti-catchy. Like, it's like the opposite. It's just droning, these monotone forced end rhymes, this light auto-tune, just objecting women, objectifying women and not portraying them as independent people with personalities. Extremely Will.i.am. Just, you know, fucking.
I have a lyric I want to share.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
When you next to me, it's like I'm on ecstasy. We be at it, automatic sex, like triple X when we's.
When we's.
You a naughty lady.
The end. End of a sentence. That is not a sentence.
My man ended the thought
when
with we's.
You.
When we's. When we's.
You know. You
it's
know
like
the,
ecstasy.
You know what
do you think Will.i.am does has
yes.
taken drugs?
Yeah. In fact, yes. So apparently the Will.i.am was very in, was very influenced by rave culture. He went
How?
To a lot of raves.
I mean,
and a
again,
lot of the early Black Eyed Peas stuff was like influenced by
know.
By the rave.
You know,
you
what?
Act
they
surprised,
went to.
But I feel like a sixth grader in that environment would have only like a limited. Understanding.
You know the image
I
see.
I like this headcanon that he's.
The image
Will
I see
am is in sixth grade.
Yeah.
Come on. There's
yeah,
no doubt
dance.
About it. Socially, emotionally. So is Tyler. That's something that's the same.
No, Tyler's fucking like
no, he's
eighth
grown.
Grade.
He's
eighth
a,
grade.
He's in eighth
no,
grade and
he's
grown.
In 12th grade drama class and he's got the
yes.
lead.
Yes.
Perpetually.
Have you seen that image? It's like of an outside. Rave or it's like some dance party and Mark Zuckerberg is in
yes.
the photo and he's sweaty like that's the type
that's
of rave I
yeah.
see Will
yep.
I am at
absolutely he's Jeff Bezos at Burning Man
yeah
you know?
Yeah,
yeah
it's a silent disco it's like a Las Vegas silent disco that he's been to
exactly well I think they did go rave. I think he did go to warehouse raves and
okay.
that's you know I'm sure he did plenty of ecstasy
those are fun.
It is fun.
Didn't make him interesting, though, unfortunately.
It did not. Turns out drugs don't actually give you a personality. So,
As we've determined previously on the show.
This is another Will.i.am song that's just, you're perfect, and I love you, and you're
yeah.
God's gift to me as a
yeah.
man.
Walking down, well, no, it's, yeah, walking down an aisle together anytime soon, because you gonna be my bride, and I'm gonna be your groom, girl. We gonna stay together, baby, through the monsoon, and no matter the weather, honey, me and you will bloom, yeah. Okay.
All right.
His
bloom,
understanding
yeah.
of
me and you will bloom.
So limited.
You are my
His understanding
star,
of writing rhymes is also
limited.
Very limited.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah. Oh, I can't make this rhyme, so I'll just put the word yeah at the end.
Yep. Yeah.
That'll rhyme.
Or and.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah and yeah. and. Totally rhyme and can totally work for the end of every line in this verse.
Listen, yeah always rhymes with yeah.
I also take issue with like how obvious the influences are on some of these songs.
Yes.
Like how like
They're
you
just
can
bitten.
Hear the bones of another song that he's just sort
mm-hmm.
of like put
yeah.
himself over. On the last song, it was like the cadence was exactly like Day and Night by
yep.
Yes.
Yep.
By Kid Cudi.
Absolutely.
And then on this song,
yeah.
it's just like a half, it's just like AO Technology by Justin
yeah.
Timberlake.
Yep.
Oh, I don't know that song.
Featuring 50 Cent.
Yes. Okay. This album also didn't do well. It
right.
didn't like sell very well.
Keep going. Right?
Oh, we
yeah.
definitely
oh,
keep going.
We gotta
keep
right.
Oh yeah. Wait, have we done our votes?
Mm. Oh yeah. I mean, come on.
Out.
It's Addict with a Pen.
Addict with a Pen.
I'm addict
sorry.
With a Pen.
It
I'm
is.
Sorry.
It just is.
Sorry.
I'm not so sorry.
No, Addict with a Pen is fucking terrible. Sorry.
Tyler, you suck. All right.
Okay.
Come on, Tyler.
All right. It is 16-0.
Oh man. Yeah, yeah.
Big,
Tyler in the lead.
Big
swing.
Lead,
big
lead.
Big lead for 21 Pilots. Up by 8 baskets. So we're just going to move right along, right?
Yeah, let's move it.
We're doing Get Your Money by Will.i.am versus Friend Please.
Friend Please.
By 21 Pilots.
Get it. Get your money, baby. Go. If you're stripping, I ain't tripping. It's alright with you. It's alright with me.
It's alright, it's alright, it's alright. Her fragrance is that stripper scent. Brows is popping to Bon Jovi. Thongs is dropped to 50 Cent. Private dancer, bubble twister. Just be glad she ain't your sister.
From everyone denying you need someone to exterminate your bones.
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right. This whole song, this whole album, it's just Tyler and his creator. So bad. I'm sorry. Yeah.
His personal creator.
His personal creator. Man, it's...
Did you and Tyler first?
I don't know. I don't have a lot to say about Friend, Please. It's exactly the fucking same.
The exact fucking song. Again.
Honestly, the same exact fucking
Taking
song.
Taking himself so seriously.
I wrote Babby's first muse. I know Jules was saying it was muse while
Absolutely.
We're listening. It's very muse. Very, very muse.
Those kind of, that vocal affectation.
I love Tyler centering himself in this song about his suicidal friend.
I love
saying, "Friend, please remove your hands from over your eyes for me. I know you want to leave, but friend, please don't take your life away from me."
What a fucking
Which
wait
says
a second.
It all, actually.
That really does.
It's really telling lyric.
That is extremely telling. He it's
he's
like
narcissistic as fuck.
Yeah, dude, he's a self-hating narcissist.
Yeah.
It's fucking
Well, aren't they all?
Right, exactly. It's exhausting and it's so selfish. It's so fucking selfish.
He really believes he is the reason you should live.
Everybody else are NPCs. I mean, he's the center of the universe, you know? And we're all just kind of floating around him with our dumb baby brains that, you know, can't possibly understand the depth of his intellect.
In his mega church.
Without our genius annotations.
Swaying together in his mega church.
Oh,
climbing the ivory tower.
I hate it. I'm bored by how much I hate it.
Yeah, me too. We were getting very
with friend,
bored.
Please.
Yeah, I didn't write much at this point, and I was like, "What? Am I not funny? You know, like I'm taking a break. I'm taking a break from weed, and I like almost broke my like weeds like no smoking streak because I was like, That's I gotta so think cool. of more things to say for this stupid album.
No,
like,
dude,
but there really is nothing to say. It's just it's so bad.
It's so bad, and it's so bad in exactly the same way. And meanwhile, Will I Am. I mean, get your money.
Come on.
We thongses drop to 50 cents.
Browses pop into bongo. We thongses drop to 50 cents. So this is one of those like, you know, extreme. Yeah, this is one of those of you know, the catalog of like pro stripper anthems. You got Love in This Club. You got I'm in Love with a Stripper. You got the one that's like. What's the fucking song
Somebody
I was thinking?
Somebody come get her.
And like the one that's like she's independent. She dances. She makes her own money. Blah 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 blah. But
she's drop dead intelligent.
She's drop dead intelligent. Which that's the first time he's mentioned a personality trait in this whole fucking album. So you know what? But immediately followed by her fragrance is that stripper scent, which I will say you do know what
you
that
know
scent is.
I guess I wasn't paying that much attention to the lyrics because this is awful, but my notes are very positive for this song.
Really?
My notes are like, love this beat. I feel like this is maybe an exceptional Will I Am
Whoa.
Project.
My note is, this is the sonic equivalent of a hotel lobby. Profoundly toothless and watered down, this is like a brand new airport.
I don't know.
Over in, it's got this nice new disco like house beat, I will say. Like it's got like a little bit of that.
Yeah.
I don't have much to say about the music, but the lyrics themselves, that was the other one I wanted to highlight was Private Dancer, Bubble Twister. Just be glad she ain't your sister. So,
right.
So again, exactly, shaming this woman for being the object of his affection and desire. Like, you know, it's. I wouldn't want that to be my sister because, you know.
I respect her.
My sister is a person,
right.
But most women are not people and certainly not strippers, even though, like, you know, I'm supposedly pro-stripper.
If you're stripping.
Exactly. I ain't tripping, but I'm still going to devalue you.
I'm also not related to you, let's be clear.
At least. Yeah. Well, yeah, maybe it's just on the very basis level, hey, I want to fuck you, so I am glad you are not my sister, because that would be probably wrong.
Yeah, I was doing like one sentence synopsis of every song, and this one was, it's okay that you're a stripper as long as you're hot
and you're not related to me or anybody that I know.
This sounds like an iPod commercial, you know, that when they were like
totally
black silhouettes dancing and stuff.
Totally.
That's
I hate this kind of music. It's
Muzak. I don't know why I was so like, I don't know. I was just
produced.
Really not vibing with 21 Pilots at the time. Maybe contrast was like, oh yeah, this is, it's like a disco beat and I like disco, but you're
like
right.
Disco.
It is really,
no,
it is plastic disco.
It's just so
for
overproduced
sure.
that it really grates on my grader.
Yeah.
Gets me graded out.
It's when I started to turn on Will I Am.
Yeah, I would say so. I would say so. I don't think it's worse than Friend Please, though, unfortunately.
I know.
I mean, unfortunately, I don't know.
Yeah, same here. I also chose Friend Please.
You have to. You just have to. But
yeah, please. All right. So we're all giving it to Friend Please.
I'm sorry. Yes.
It's looking like a runaway for 21 Pilots.
Yeah. But this next one.
I do want to say, yeah, this next song coming up is called the Donkey Song.
Put a donk on it.
This song is bonk.
Bonkay.
And this might be where we start to see the tide turn a little bit.
Yeah, this song is fucked up.
A little bit.
It's going up against March to the Sea by 21 Pilots as they take a 20-0 lead over Will I Am.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. So also, should we let them know that Donkey is spelled D-O-N-Q-U-E?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Donkey, I got a donkey. She got a donkey. She got some mega ass. I like the way she dancing. Now baby, is it bad if I just keep on glancing? She said, boy, go ahead, as long as I don't touch it. I fall in line, then out of the corner of my eye, I see a spaceship in the sky, and hear a voice inside my
head-to-head match, title matchup here.
Real tight matchup definitely going on here. Donkey, certainly the lowest point of the Will.i.am album thus far.
Extremely
fucking bad. I hated that song.
Me too.
Really just, makes me shudder.
It's really bad.
Disgusting.
Yeah, it's cringy.
It's disgusting.
It's...
She's got a donkey.
I just want to figure out. So is this because is he trying to say donkey like an ass?
Like an ass.
Yes.
Like that's
an
the
ass.
Joke. Yeah.
It's not like a donk, like a badonka
donk.
It's supposed to be both.
Oh, very clever. Mm-hmm.
It's
very
deeply not clever.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. I know. That's my sarcastic.
I'm sorry. The imagery is of a donkey because you keep saying she's got a donkey.
Yes.
I don't need to think about
that.
No.
She's got a mega ass. Let me double scoop it.
She's got a barnyard animal.
Let me take your photo.
Another photography moment.
Yeah, what is... He's
more
like,
non-consensual photography for Will.
Yeah.
No.
At least he mentions not touching the strippers in the other in the other song. But
well,
this one.
Why would he? Why the hell would he interrupt it?
Right.
Amen.
True.
True.
This also has the only cameo, the only featured on the on the album, which is fucking Snoop Dogg.
Other
and he's
than
just,
like the random ladies he has to come.
Oh
sound
well,
like
no,
Fergie.
They're not people. Come on, they're just disembodied robot voice, baby voices.
Girls, you mean? His
girls. They're girls. Actually, no, they do have a name. There is. It was like supposed to be kind of like his version of like Prince's Third Eye Girl. It was a backing band. They were called the Paradiso Girls.
What?
Yeah.
That's what Prince had, or that's what Will I Am?
No, Will I Am called them the Paradiso Girls. So they were just designed to be. But they don't get featured. I mean, they're not. Mm-hmm. They don't have any room to.
Monotone.
Do
donkey.
Anything. Yeah.
I got a donkey.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Gotta
so
put,
flat.
Get the band together to do that. And then there's a really fucked up, like, outro that's, like, this robotic, objectifying, like, sinister, scary, like, repetitive, I don't know, like, him just saying, donkey, like, it's,
yeah.
Oh, and Snoop
there's some,
Dogg,
like, dark
I
wave,
Snoop. I was gonna
dark
mention,
wave Rick James production going on in the song.
Yeah, but
no, talk about the verse with Snoop.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, it's just his other fucking rap.
It is.
It's just a repetition of his rap from far superior songs.
Yeah, I mean,
he's in it for the check.
Yeah.
Oh, big time.
I don't know. I think this may have been the first time I've ever heard Snoop Dogg rhyme D-O-double-G with The Place to Be. That's a first.
He also rhymes D-O-double-G with Will He Be.
My nephew, Will
His
He
nephew.
Be.
His nephew.
Oh my god,
it's his actual biological nephew.
Yeah, he sounds so bored. He sounds so fucking.
He sounded 100 times more into it on the Lil Dicky feature. Honestly,
absolutely, oh I know, god. Which is fucked up and offensive.
All right, then we have March to the Sea,
which is the musical embodiment of an anchor tattoo, and I would just love to march into the sea and never return.
Yo, the genius lyrics on this one were fucking hilarious.
Oh, I got those. Yep,
so funny.
I wrote that down. The message of March to the Sea highlights mankind's affinity to blindly follow one another with the simple comforts of conformity taking center stage. Even the genius annotation is not able to make a point. Humanity is portrayed as weary travelers, tired of trying to find anything new or unique, because these guys are so new and so unique.
Oh, yeah.
For fear that it will make them see the truth, leading to despair and opening themselves to vulnerability.
Sure. Mm. Oh, that's it. Sure. They also say that humankind's, like, going with the, what am I trying to say here? Like, conformity and, like, giving in to society's ills is also, in the genius lyrics version, is also not believing God is real.
Right. Oh, of course.
Don't
of course.
Conform and think God isn't real.
Right, right. Yeah, be an innovative, total original.
Think for yourself and see that God is real.
Doing exactly what you're told.
Yeah.
And it's another big Decemberist energy song. It's another throwback to blog
rock. I wrote Decemberist energy right there. Boom, boom. Yep. Wrote it.
Another throwback to blog Mind rock. Made. Maybe a little bit of clap your hands, say yeah in there.
Ugh.
It does build to a somewhat satisfying crescendo, you know, I think.
As they march to the sea.
As bad as 21 Pilots is all the fucking time, which they are, I do think they're a little bit better when they're just doing like boring indie rock instead of like getting experimental.
Totally
and
agree.
Rapping. Yeah, there's not
no rap on the song.
Such a blessing.
Which is a blessing.
Oh, a blessing from God himself.
From Tyler's creator.
You mean Tyler.
Yeah.
Tyler's creator. All right, so what are our votes, people?
This is the one that I gotta give to Will I Am.
Oh,
so.
I'm giving it to the donkey.
Donkey.
Julian.
I'm also giving it to Donkey, but also on top of that, I am going to lock in.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry.
Locked in. A shocking lock in.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Shocking lock in. And then we in your lock it in your pocket.
I gotta lock it. I gotta lock it in because it's terrible.
Jules is locked in early. Wow! Wow! Big swing for Will I Am here. He's,
wow!
I'm also gonna vote for the Donk song.
Wow! So a full 6 points on the board for Will I Am.
Okay.
I was big about upset, to make the joke. Upset. Oh, wow, we're at 4:20, but the lock in screwed that up. But it is. I mean, I am just. This is what we're in March Madness for, folks. This is what
I'm fucking.
These
hyped.
Are the exact kind of like. Round the bend comebacks you want to see.
Is it a slam donkey from my boy fucking Will I Am over here? He's coming up the court. Oh, man.
Oof.
The donkey contest.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All the real basketball players let him shoot a basket because he's only in sixth grade. Let him try.
All right. I think it is about that time to take a break.
I got to pee from drinking all this coffee.
We will see you in a moment. Welcome back, Stoppies. March Madness continues with Impatient by Will I Am versus Johnny Boy by 21 Pilots.
Here we go. I can't wait. I want to start with Impatient because it's the best song on both albums. Yep. Least words. Very Earth, Wind, and Fire. And I like it a lot. I like it a lot. And I think, I believe it is the instrumental for the TikTok trend, the Fortnite song, and some, which is a remix of
Estelle. Yes. So if you thought
American
heard this
Girl,
yes.
American
Take me
Girl.
On a trip I'd like to go someday.
Yes.
So we looked it up, and will.i.am, at least partly produced that Estelle song. It came out in our 2008 album, and the song, this came out in 2007. Impatient.
Wow, yeah. So he plagiarized himself.
Yes.
For her.
Again.
Yes.
For her. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Best song on both albums, Least Words, and
Least Words, Boy. And four writers on this song. Yeah, at least saying. According to the Genius website, our scholars, the
I
Genius.
Can't wait. Oh, yes. Just for him to say.
I'm sorry.
The Council of Wise Men.
Three words, four writers.
I just made the note that for someone who's impatient, you'd think he would make some more songs that are less than 5 minutes of repeating the same line over and over again. But, you know, the production is good. The song is good. And I don't really have anything else to say about it. Johnny Boy on the other fucking
hand.
Oh,
my Lord.
Woof. 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 Why? Hive. Wife. My wife.
It's so bad.
We all know you're qualified to fix a chair and love your wife. That's it.
It's real. It's real.
That's it. That's how you look at. So this song is about his dad losing his job.
Yep.
And that's how he looks at his. That's what his dad is worth to him.
Yeah.
This is him saying it's okay you lost your job because you can fix a chair and you can love your wife.
I'm pissed on behalf of the dad.
Yes.
Like, this song is all about carrying his shame for him, and like, it's so fucked up.
And
like, chill out, I lost my job, it's fine,
chill out. Exactly. And also, it's just another
there
example
goes Tyler.
Of like the most mundane thing that like happens to fucking everybody, like just becoming some gigantic overwrought performative
yes.
angst opera.
Oh,
you know,
yeah. Oh,
like
he's saving the fucking day.
Also, it's,
he calls his father his pride and joy. That's weird.
That is fucking weird.
Stop it.
Like,
you're a narcissist. You're not your father's father.
It makes
your father's son.
You're your father's son. And it becomes another song about him.
I know.
Yes, it is.
It's supposedly about his father losing his job, but it's
no,
just
it's
fucking.
No, it's about him redeeming his father somehow, despite his immense shame that he feels for losing his job. God forbid.
God
Jesus
forbid.
Christ.
And also, what a
spoiled
reductive
brat.
Spectrum of identity and existence. You fix a chair.
You
love
your
wife. The end.
Well, maybe that's more than Tyler can do.
Definitely.
He can't fix a chair.
No.
He can't
or
fix
love
his
a woman.
Son.
He
did fuck up somewhere,
wife.
Dude. He
exactly.
definitely fucked up profoundly by not giving old Tylee boy fucking enough attention as a kid.
Or too much, maybe.
Or too much. Actually, well.
Just saying.
Ding, ding, ding.
I don't know. Somebody's encouraging this nonsense.
It's it's just very special episode Dresden Dolls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's only they only have one speed. Everything is epic, everything is very special. It's just every single goddamn song is just like just fucking chill out, Tyler.
Yeah, this is where I
shut the fuck up. Chill out, dude.
This is where I started to develop my
smoke weed.
My thesis that
something.
My thesis is that Tyler does not
3-11.
He has like an underdeveloped ability to feel shame.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he writes about feeling shame
but he doesn't like see it through, you know?
No, he wants you to think that he feels shame. He wants
you
to
because
know
that means you're
that
a deep thinker.
I think,
full
I think
of shame.
That he feels like I think that he thinks that if he's feeling shame, then he just shouldn't be. And if he's feeling self-conscious, he just shouldn't be. And so the enemy is the feeling.
Yeah.
When really the feeling has information to share with you, Tyler, which is stop.
Which is stop.
Right.
Like, maybe less of that.
But also, he never gets to the root of any of the fucking, of the you know, the angst and anger and obsession and
it's totally
sadness. He
pointless.
Never just gets to why. Why are you feeling all those feelings?
Exactly.
Where are they even coming from? What are they based on? What sorrow
Nothing.
Are you experiencing? And he doesn't know. We never learn. And again,
it's awful.
Just go to fucking therapy.
The only
my dude.
Possibility that we are offered is crisis of faith, right? The only thing that we're given is crisis of faith.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of how Christians have to process like all their trauma and shame
guess,
and everything.
Right.
It's all got to be through that lens.
Well, I guess
you know,
that's
not
what's
to
happening
not
here.
To alienate our any Christian
not,
stoppies
not
out there. I don't
the mega
I'm not
church
saying,
goers maybe.
Yeah,
you know,
the Tylers
it's
of the
subset.
World though.
youth pastors.
And who's yesing him?
Who's saying, you know, like, Tyler, just keep going? He's like, I don't know. You think anybody's going to listen to me?
Literally.
Of course. His whole congregation.
All of America.
God.
Yes. And all of them. America is his congregation now. Yes. America is his fucking megachurch.
America loves
Tyler. We have embraced this shit.
We have to contend with the alt right of America.
Oh, my God.
The America loves Tyler right contingent.
Oh, my God.
I just imagine people from his church being like, God gave you this gift. Tyler, you must push forward.
He can sing, he can dance, he can rap.
And he's clearly completely cocooned and surrounded by white people. So they're, you know, they're probably like, oh my God, this is what hip hop is?
This is amazing.
The hippity
hop
that I've been hearing all about?
Like, which is why he's fetishizing like the pantaloon and that era. It's so uncritical. It's so offensive and sucks so much.
It's really fucking awful. Gotta give it to fucking... Johnny Boy.
Oh, yeah.
Hands down.
Yep. Johnny Boy for me as
We're
well.
We're all tell giving it to Johnny Boy.
Tell him Johnny Boy.
Oh, my God.
The pipes are called. Oh, wait, no, that's Danny Boy.
Danny Boy.
All right, let's go on to One More Chance, followed by Oh, Miss Believer. And it's spelled like Ms., like M-S.
The trick on ya. I know you want more than a dick in ya. You want a good nigga to stick with ya. I'll stick with ya and perfect my love. I'll protect ya, girl, if you give
one
me just
one more chance. This time around I get it, I know. One more chance. Let me undo what I've done before. Cause I don't wanna go another day, another lonely night. And I don't wanna be in this world without you in my life.
My fucking.
You don't want to hear more Oh, Miss Believer?
No, I'm
all
set.
You don't want a little bit more of that piano and strings ballad with the jarring beepy boopies?
You mean the same exact fucking song that we've heard 17 times in a row? Yeah no, I'm good. Yeah. I'm all set. It's boring as hell. Together we go to fucking sleep. There's a dumbass jingle bell, and he sings like he is fucking...
It's a
you
Christmas
know, being
song.
Actively whipped around on a Matterhorn at Canobie Lake Park. He's just, wow, I fucking hate it. And it's boring. It's really boring,
I'm so bored.
I don't
and there's
have...
so much more album to go.
I know.
Wait, can I say that he calls Miss Believer his pretty weeper?
His pretty weeper.
Twice.
So yeah, we should touch on
what's
this. Like, these songs are all like stories about characters, like he's Kate Bush or something.
Yeah.
That he's saving. That he's characters that he is unilaterally fixing of their twisted thoughts, like snowflakes on the rooftop.
Is this the song where he actually says twisted mind? Because
says your
twisted thoughts are like snow on the rooftops.
Which is something in the world that isn't twisted.
It doesn't make any
sense. Snow doesn't twist onto the rooftop. It's just sitting there.
However, one more chance. Really bad. Really, really bad. I mean, the chorus, again, is this monotone, like just perpetual, you know, boring hook going on forever. But the lyrics are terrible, and it's just really bad.
This
like,
is where he introduces...
Girl, I be loving you like la la la, but it be hitting you like blah blah blah. Girl, our love could be spectacular, but we crash like vehicular.
Homicide.
I know why you sick. I know why you sick of a brother with tricks that's quick to trick on ya. I know you want more than a dick in ya. And then let me love you all day. Remix our love in a new way. Put it on. Replay. Spin it around and around like a DJ. Forever and ever and always, our endeavor got me sure like Albe?
Yep.
Yeah, what?
Yeah,
what?
That's the introduction of new word Albe.
Albe.
It's just, there's another new word on this. He says, because endlessly, enormously, you will see my L-O-V will be strong until the end, dude. Like, my love.
You will see my love.
My love.
Yeah, lyrically it's so bad, but I will say he does play to his strengths somehow still on this song.
Yeah.
By the verses four as fucking ridiculous as they are. Like, what you just said is so
dumb.
It's so, it's just the dumbest.
Yeah, as dumb as can be.
It's still a really hook-focused song.
Yeah, it blends right in.
And the hook is really good, I think.
You know those crackers they have in England that are called digestives?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like Will.i.am is a digestive.
No, those are kind of good.
Yeah.
That's like, yeah, but they don't have flavor.
Yeah, right. Yeah. They just are there to get just fill
you
up.
And they're there to help you have a good BM.
Yeah,
you
know? Exactly. Yeah. Right.
I don't know if he had started trying to moonlight as a DJ yet in 2007, but like he's talking about DJing, he's talking about the remixing, and I had to refresh my mind of what it was like Yeah, my twisted mind about what it actually would be to experience a Will.i.am DJ set. And there's a few clips online, and it is horrible. It is god awful.
Yeah, stoppies, check it out.
Who would you rather see DJ, Shaq or Will.i.am?
Well, Heather has seen Shaq.
I cannot imagine Shaq. Dude, I you know this. I've seen Shaq. I saw Shaq DJ, and it was the worst DJ set I've ever seen in my life, by far. Hands down. And he was having such a good time. I mean, this guy was... He was loving it. He was loving every moment of it, dancing along to every single dubstep remix of fucking Tatiana.
Oh my god.
It was so atrocious.
I don't know.
Terrible.
You should check out these clips of Will.i.am DJ.
He comes out in a robot costume.
In one of the one performances, he's in this whole
He's like this
Full
body robot.
He's one upping Daft Punk.
Upping. He's two upping. Totally. There's also one where he does a DJ set from his wearable. Remember the Will.i.am? Remember that?
I don't think have we discussed this on the show. The Will.i.am wearable.
We tried to when we were drunk.
I know that we rated all the albums in that episode out of
Powers.
Powers. But I don't know if we really got into what Powers is.
Yeah, it was a brand. It was a brainchild. Oh, it was. I think Powwear specifically was like clothing that had a battery pack in it, so you could like charge your wearable. Well, he was really into when you say wearable, he would then always say it's not a wearable. You know, it's a device or
what
something.
What is a wearable even?
Why did you
a
call
wearable?
It
it's like a smartwatch.
Though.
Or no, it's not. No, he would say it was a wearable, but it wasn't a smartwatch. Excuse me.
Okay.
It's a wearable.
Smart shirt. It's a smart shirt.
And it's just, you know what it was like a really cheap looking cufflink. That costed like $350.
Uh-huh.
And it had like, you know, the equivalent of like an iPod mini on it.
Yeah. But I'm in.
But it was all like Will.i.am proprietary, branded, you know, they're all their own infrastructure, all their own tech.
And he
bullshit.
Thought this was like the most innovative
thing.
Yeah.
And there are like so TED Talks from this era that you can watch that are really, really funny, where Will.i.am is trying to like, where he's like trying to like explain his vision for like a, you know, techno utopian future where kids get STEM in schools and like,
yeah,
and he's
really
just, but he's an idiot. He says things like, he's like, and the earth, if you take out the ART, has art in it. And so art, we have to make art out of the earth. Like, it's like that.
Or the earth will be.
It's like stuff like that. That's
or
not
the
a quote.
Earth will
but it's,
be
Yeah. It is like that level at points. Though.
Yeah, I've
it's
seen.
Great.
I remember at the end. Remember at the end of the Power Hour, I played all those clips of.
Oh yeah,
songs
yeah. I guess I was drunk.
Because we ran
remember.
Out of songs.
Yeah,
well, we've rehashed it three times. So.
Well, yeah, good stuff. I'm giving my point to Oh Misbeliever
Me
for
too.
Sure.
100%.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yep.
I believe I did
we,
as well.
We did
yes.
as well.
Yep. Lockstep.
Wow.
All
right. Number nine.
I will say 21 Pilots is now
pretty good.
5 points away from a blowout.
Wow.
5 points away from a mercy killing.
Wow.
We may be rounding the corner on this. It's 6-28.
Yeah, wow.
There's some wild songs ahead yet.
There are definitely some wild Will.i.am songs ahead.
And
actually,
some wild 21 Pilots
quite
songs.
A few wild Will.i.am songs coming up.
I think
so
the worst 21
we might
Pilots song is coming up.
Maybe it'll stretch this out a little bit longer. We'll see.
We'll see.
Invisible by Will.i.am versus Air Catcher.
Here we go. Here we go. Cause you can't see where I'm coming from. I feel so invisible.
She can't see me. Hey, she can't see me. The girl can't see me. No, she can't.
I thought that was the best 21 Pilots song I think maybe I've ever heard. I didn't like it. It was bad. But that wasn't... Heather is like having a conniption over here.
I think you would beat the moon in a pretty contest.
Okay.
Right. That's the lyric.
Wait, that sounds like a Will.i.am lyric. Yeah.
I know, dude. Yeah. That is... Jesus fucking Christ, that's corny. Like, also calling a parachute an air catcher. Yeah. But you're right. I think maybe musically, it's that fucking one line, dude, that just, it's so bad.
I actually also agree that I thought that was the best 21 Pilots song by mm-hmm. a good stretch.
Yeah, maybe we can stretch this out a little longer. I don't know.
I don't know. It was just not so grating and horrifying.
Yeah. I mean, look, if we want to just
No,
we're not going to rig it.
Rig the election. Yeah.
No, we're not.
It's a game.
I think actually we know that we can't rig the election. We tried very hard to rig the election in the 311.
I know. We're a victim of
the 311 Chainsmokers matchup and we were cut by the Rock and Roll Girls.
I know. But, you know.
But look, I mean, also the Chainsmokers are very bad. And Memories Do Not Open is
really,
really is
really
very bad.
I thought Invisible was pretty catchy.
Interesting.
I did. I don't know.
No, I hated Invisible. It's boring. I chose Invisible.
The lyrics are terrible. Yeah. My lady got me going crazy because we be having problems, and I think that she ready to go away. Well, she could be happy because we be steady arguing, and I can't really take it no more.
Stop rhyming lady another... and crazy.
I know.
Stop it.
Once per song.
The lyrics are dog shit. It's just, it's stream of consciousness words along to a beat. But the beat is, you know, it's kind of
It's another one of those protagonists losing his, you know, beautiful girlfriend and can't figure out why.
Can't understand.
Mm-hmm. There's some weird shit.
Where are you going?
Weird auto-tune?
Why are we arguing?
Come on, man.
Come on.
What was why with are we his arguing? Voice, like, slowly rising in pitch?
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
Over
What's
the course
up with
of the song?
That?
Until at the end, he, like, literally sounds like he's sucked down a helium balloon.
Yeah.
Right.
I hated that.
I don't know if I noticed that.
And I'm not even saying like he like his actual human voice is rising in pitch. He is turning a knob slightly and slowly raise the pitch of his voice over the course
so
of the song.
He sounds like Tyler.
Yeah, and he's almost even trying to do indie rock on the song a little bit, I feel like, with those acoustic guitars.
Crossover.
And the vocal melody.
Imagine
it's
that.
It's awkward.
He needs to be stopped.
Oh, he does. All right, well, okay. So it sounds like maybe you're going to, let's see, what are the votes?
I'm voting for Invisible.
Wow.
I am also voting for Invisible.
You know, just to keep it interesting, I'll go with you, but I did hate Air Catcher worse.
Yeah, Air Catcher was not good, but it was also like, it was their best mm-hmm. Muse impression.
I think, yeah.
Yes.
True.
Yeah. Yep. And that is something. All right. Next we have Fantastic, followed by Trapdoor.
Everything. Now you can't say my name. I never thought that I could survive without you in my life. If you was wondering about how I was doing, baby, I'm doing alright. But it don't even look like you would cry if I was up and die tomorrow. But that's alright, girl. Cause don't even worry about me. Don't even worry about me.
As this man disappears, as we know, do me a favor and try to ignore as you watch him fall.
Am I right? Jesus. I wish he could just pretend to be fine, like Will.i.am every once in a while.
Will.i.am with the very convincing.
I'm super duper good.
The very convincing, fantastic here.
Oh man! Yeah. Oh
with the,
man!
The Vampire Weekend meets Jackson 5.
Oh, yeah, that weird sample. But he's like, he didn't want to do the whole phrase, so he did like part of the phrase.
Yeah,
very weird.
You know, he's just switch it up a little bit.
He's doing great.
He's doing fine.
He's doing the best he ever did.
Just I'm a nice guy. Away. I'm such a nice guy. You haven't,
I'm doing
you
super
know,
baby.
You haven't called in super 6 months, baby. You know, but, you know, come on. Come on, baby. Come back.
Except I don't care.
I don't care.
I'm
fine.
Not actually worried at all. I never thought that I could survive without you in my life. But I guess I'm doing all right. I mean, it's not bad. Convincing me. And these are not the kinds of thoughts that people have when they're fantastic. Of course. And just to like juxtapose that with fucking Tyler, where every fucking paper cut is a gushing wound, you know?
That is so well said.
I stubbed my toe. Yes. This is the ultimate oppression.
I know. Yeah.
And Will I Am is like, I don't know how to feel this feeling, which is actual devastation for an 8-year relationship ending without marriage and children like we had planned.
Right.
And, you know, now I'm all alone.
I don't know what happened.
And I have no idea why. I have absolutely no insight whatsoever.
Despite writing a whole album about it.
I'm too dumb to have layers to, you know, my understanding. But I'm fine. Everything's fine. Totally cool. Not a problem at all.
They're both having trouble processing their emotions, and they're dealing with it in very different ways.
Will.i.am's way is much more tolerable to me.
Well,
I feel like
if they're both fantastic.
Listen, if they're both sixth graders in my class, Tyler's more annoying than Will.
Generally, I'd agree. Yes.
Oh, you mean in this particular?
Yeah,
song.
We're talking.
Yeah, this is a particularly bad song.
This particular
that
matchup.
Is true.
Fantastic, really. It's just such a nothing, like song, and it's such like a false sentiment that I don't know. Do I give 21 Pilots the edge for like cultivating an actual vibe and like competently writing an indie song? Like, even though it's like music that I hate
the song Trapdoor.
You mean Floor Hole?
This song is so bad.
I don't know that I can reward it. It's so absurdly bad. It does. I mean, it again,
no,
the crescendo, though.
Michael.
A blatant trapdoor.
A blatant trapdoor. I know.
Why is it a blatant trapdoor?
Well, because
it's obvious that you should avoid it.
Exactly.
I get it.
Yeah, the whole thing about him, like, having a paper cut and just, like, wailing. It reminds me, if he was in sixth grade, he would, like, rub his eyes really, really hard.
Oh, yeah.
And be like, I'm really hurt. I'm hurt.
Yeah,
I need
totally.
To go home. And he's like,
totally.
You know, like,
absolutely.
Oh, I need to
and
leave.
Johnny Boy is ready to come and take him home. Because
he's unemployed now.
Baby.
Oh, poor baby. Oh, poor Tyler.
It's so hard.
On the Genius lyrics.
Go ahead.
On the Genius lyrics, they talk about how the trapdoor is like underneath a person at a gallows, you know, who's getting hanged.
Which is so bad.
Of course, the imagery Tyler's trying to fucking.
Right.
That's what it feels
his
like.
His paper cut
you know?
Is getting guillotined.
Exactly. But the genii of the scholars in the ivory tower are very, very emphatic and clear that they're not talking about actual suicide.
Oh.
Just metaphorically.
Because that would be against God.
Yeah. Yeah, and then,
well, they talk about metaphorical suicide on like every other fucking song.
A lot. Yeah, that's true.
And I wish sometimes it wasn't just a metaphor. But anyway.
Minecraft.
Not actionable.
That's good satire. Good satire.
Non-fungible. But on Fantastic, you get the same fucking maudlin, woe is me bullshit energy, but it don't even look like you would cry if I was to up and die tomorrow. But that's all right, girl.
Oh,
what?
That's not all right.
It's not all right.
It's massively bad.
It's very bad.
I get some nice guy energy from Ryan here, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. It's starting to turn. It might be starting to turn towards Will.i.am because I do hate 21
it's
Pilots
angering,
so
though,
much,
yeah.
But it's just, it's that exact note always. And they haven't rapped in a little while, too. Meanwhile, they've slowed down on the rapping in this section of the album. And Will.i.am has amped up on the fucking bullshit.
It's true. Yes.
Yeah.
They kind of switch. The insufferable aspects get way amped up on this part of the Will.i.am album and then dialed back a little bit briefly with 21 Pilots.
Briefly.
Just with the lack of rapping. Yeah. That alone is like,
huge
thank goodness.
Yes.
It is. And it gives you that Stockholm syndrome that we're so familiar with on the show. We're at it, you know.
Well, stoppy.
And Fantastic is a little skeevy also, you know.
It's very fucked up. Like, women are either hot objects for your ogling or they don't care. They're conniving cunts who don't care. Whether you live or die,
right.
You know, I'm doing so good. I'm going to make a 16 song album about how fucked up I am over breaking up with you.
Yeah.
And then juxtapose that with songs about just like fucking harassing women, you know, in
donkeys.
Public and donkeys.
And
donkeys. Yeah, it's quite bad.
Donkeys.
This is getting to be a
bummer. I'm gonna give it to fucking Will.i.am again.
Keep
it interesting. I'll give it to Will.i.am on this one.
I have to go with Trapdoor.
All right.
Yeah, I really did not like Fantastic, so I'm going to give it to Will I Am.
I am also going to give it to Will I Am. Ooh. Will I Am staying in the game, clawing his way, not letting this, not going gently into that good night. Mm.
That's the next song by 21 Pilots.
But 21 Pilots still
commanding lead.
Yeah. More than double the score. But Will I Am still not mathematically
eliminated. So. Well, also, three of us have not jacked in. I mean, locked in.
I love how we keep switching between jacked and locked in. Like Shane was like, I don't know what to call it.
I don't know what's happening. Me neither. All right. Let's go to the next two, which are Fly Girl, followed by A Car, A Torch, A Death.
Oh yeah.
Class, style, and your smile. The sun ain't shining, shining when you're gone. All I get is rain, all I get is storm. Cause there's nothing I could do, and nothing I could say. Cause I know I coulda, woulda, shoulda asked you to stay. Stay with me for life, make you my wife. But my ego had me blinded and I couldn't see my light. Love is complicated, only when you fight it. Love is at its greatest when you touch it like Midas. And it's
Porsche. It was a little dark, so we held a makeshift torch. And when my car was far out of sight, he crept in her room and stayed there for the night. And then I felt to find
enough. Okay. Enough.
I think
she's
Animal Collective with these bird field recordings.
Can it sounds like opening up a car door.
Wait, can I say something? The genius lyrics for that were.
Oh my God.
Say,
I know.
The person theorizes that a quote may have been written from the perspective of Jesus himself.
Well, because. Of course.
Not at all presumptuous.
And
to
then,
write
and
that
then
perspective.
They have a verse from
very
Corinthians.
Christian.
It's either extremely presumptuous and anti-Christian in that way, or it's about him wanting to commit suicide and then it's anti-Christian in that way, because the whole song is about depression and suicidal thoughts. And that same genius annotation says, you know, so many listeners conclude that this track also deals with those themes. However, a closer look at the lyrics shows that they might be from the perspective of Jesus himself during his time of prayer and contemplation in Gethsemane prior to his arrest and crucifixion. Mm. They also depict Tyler coming to realize why Jesus died for the sins of humanity.
Wow. Wow.
A close reading reveals that Tyler is Jesus.
You know, I time was tight for me to listen to these songs. I listened to them this morning, didn't realize how long the albums were, so I didn't have enough time to get deep into the tomes like you guys did with the genius annotations. I do feel like you guys are having an effect where like the cloyingness of the fans of 21 Pilots and the way they experience the
yes.
band, I think, is seeping into your overall criticism.
Agree.
Of
Absolutely.
The band themselves.
Yeah, we're in the congregation.
Which I think is not unfair, but because I didn't dig as deep into the genius stuff, I mean, Fly Girl to me is just
really
so
bad.
Because I didn't need to dig into genius there. It's the lyrics and are very much audible.
Terrible.
You know exactly what he's saying. And what he's saying is, now you see it takes two times the charm, and this time around we're going to form a strong bond, and together we could soar to whatever, and I never leave you, because
forever is forever.
Oh, soar to whatever.
I know.
Well,
no,
this is the thing. He just makes a solid beat and then just rhyme zone autopilots the rest, and it does not bode well for the kind of energy he'd be putting into a relationship. He's just like, oh, yep, this is what I'm supposed to do. Okay. Yeah. And
love
like,
is at its base when you touchin' like Midas. He doesn't even know what Midas
what
touch
does that
means.
Mean?
There's nothing about turning to gold there. He just knows that people say Midas touch.
Right.
So you touch like Midas means just a regular touch.
Also, love is at its base. What is that?
Yeah, what?
Love's complicated only when you fightin'.
Not true.
No. Connected conversations infect in our relation. Our chemistry will bubble up that tingling sensation. Now I'm doing it like Tyler would. But,
yeah,
tingling
sensation.
It will bubble up.
If you're, I'll be your knight in shine and you'll be my silver line, and a good relationship is precious like a diamond.
It's so bad.
It's really fucking bad.
No, that's
a good point.
You're infecting my mind.
Now that I know that they're right, that the song is about Jesus being Jesus, That does.
The scholars,
I mean, the scholars think that. I don't know that it is about that.
That is persuasive for that
or
song.
Or him
being
understanding
possibly
that
worse.
That's why Jesus died for our sins. Because right. He says, I began to understand why God died. Now, is that a double meaning? God died for him. But I don't care, dude. I fucking hate it so much. He also, again, uses the clumsiest fucking overwrought word, like metaphor, word salad to be like,
oh my
the
God.
Skin that wrapped my frame. Like, you mean just your skin? You
your
mean
skin,
the skin that
your
you
regular
have?
Skin.
That it
skin.
Doesn't wrap your frame?
My but, skin.
Are you not reached, getting that he's tortured?
You reached in the back and buckled up your heart.
I know, dude. Enough. I know. Ugh. Shut the fuck up.
Ugh. But
somebody
I don't
hit
know.
This guy.
I don't,
that's mean.
It, yeah. I mean, that is it is really unbearable.
I mean, we
I
want to
see him taken down a peg,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I feel
we
bad. A smack.
We listened to this album, like, we listened to Will.i.am first fully, and then we listened to the 21 Pilots album fully. And at this point in the 21 Pilots, the 11th song, and I've yawned more than I've written notes at this
yeah.
point. And then
yeah.
just beep, beep in huge letters.
Creep,
yeah,
creep,
that
creep, 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 creep.
So bang, the fuck.
It's very obnoxious.
Well, I pick yeah. a car, a torch of death.
I pick. Fly Girl.
Whoa.
Wow.
I'm going with A Car, A Torch, A Death.
I gotta do my beep beep for A Car, A Torch, A Death. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep, yep, yep.
Folks.
We're not there yet, but.
We're not there, but 21
so
Pilots
glad.
Is one single point away from,
oh,
from
well,
victory.
Honey.
I'm so glad that it's the next song. Might take it, because it is a doozy.
Oh, yeah.
One
this
of Tyler's
is...
personal favorites.
Well, this next
according
Will I Am song is unreal, too.
Yeah,
so.
It is. This is another powerhouse matchup.
This
oh,
is a big
this
moment.
This is crazy.
Big moment.
Right.
All right, here we go. This is Ain't It Pretty, followed by Taxi Cab. Wow.
That's cool. I just had to come and compliment you. Had to let you know you got a beautiful view. The front says, oh, your back says, ooh. There's a million things I could think to do. But right now, I just want to watch you. Just watch you, watch you.
Ain't it pretty when she walk? Ain't it pretty when she walk? Ain't it pretty when she talk? Ain't it pretty when she talk? Ain't it sexy when she move? She's so sexy when she move.
Until my dying days, and if I'm not there and I'm far away, I said, don't be afraid. I said, don't be afraid.
Okay.
All
right.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The Will.i.am song is unreal. It's really fucking
yeah,
bad.
Totally.
And that was the first one that I wrote down. This is perhaps my worst of the worst.
Oh, worst of the worst.
It is so fucking bad.
It is so
fucking bad.
Bad.
I can't believe Ain't It yeah. Pretty.
Girl look oh good when she sit. Down at the bus stop licking on her lips. I seen a lot of chicks, I gotta admit. But you the baddest girl that I seen in a minute. You got nice eyes, real nice lips. Got a pretty face. Tig, old bitch.
Tig, old bitch.
Licking your lips at a bus stop is just twisted. That, no one does that. The only people who do that are perverts who are jerking off under
jerking
a trench coat.
Exactly. You're just a voyeur fucking jerking off to a woman in a public place.
Let
just
me take
a
no, he's saying that she's licking her lips. So she's
at him.
She's at him. What the? At the bus stop.
With his camera
at
out.
At the bus stop.
Ready to snap.
The least,
a photo.
One of the least
business.
Sexy places you
she's
can
probably
be.
Just probably on her way
like,
to work or like,
yeah, just
you know.
Being a normal human. But
Jesus
Will.i.am
Christ.
Is eagle-eyed.
You need a bodyguard. Zoomed in. You need a bodyguard because your body like, whoa. Walk down the boulevard, boys like,
whoa.
Walk down the courtyard, boys like,
whoa.
If you want a best friend, girl, let me know.
Let me know.
If you want a boyfriend, here I go.
I
love you,
I
love
you,
I love you,
I love
you,
I love you,
I love
you.
Sixth grade.
He's got a Barbie. He's got a Barbie. He's got a Ken doll. It's like, this is how boyfriend and girlfriend go. I love you, I love you, I love you. Mashes them together.
This is
a girl walking, just walking down the street.
She's licking her lips.
The courtyard.
Did you not see her lick her lips like that?
He's asking if she wants a boyfriend and then says, immediately, I love you. This is
I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Oh, God. Oh, jeez.
I couldn't and help but see you licking your lips. Get the one knee and ask you to marry me.
Also, there's another fucking... That's how the relationship started. Had to come and compliment you. Had to let you know you had a beautiful view. Your front says, Your back says, ooh. Oh, there's a million things I can think to do. But right now, I just want to watch you. Watch you. That's it, man. That's creepy. I'm fucking jacking. I'm locking it in.
Locked in.
That is the worst of the worst for me. Worst. I think it is so fucking bad.
Wow.
And this is really something
very
that.
Compelling argument.
That so far we've only jacked in for Will I Am songs. That his bad, his really, really, really bad, is spectacularly bad.
Yeah.
Where the 21 Pilots just is consistently so droningly bad. Terrible and always bad. But I will say that Taxi Cab was another one that was
dog shit.
It is dog shit, and it was a contender for worst of the worst. But I think I gotta give it to fucking Ain't It Pretty.
Yeah, 21 Pilots. I actually didn't hate Taxi Cab that much until he starts like rapping about like guys driving or something. What is he rapping about?
And he grabbed the cab, I'll a beautifully planned taxi cab. A cab had it cleared out back, and two men started to unpack.
Okay.
Soon in the verse, a third man enters, and the genii, the academicians in the ivory tower, believe that may be the high of the ivory Tyler. They believe that's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. The three men. And the taxi cab is like God's plan. Tyler himself calls this his personal favorite verse.
Yeah, the third verse.
Oh.
Wow.
Tyler's favorite son.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He wants to fall inside your ghost.
Wow.
Wow.
Tyler. And it's one of my least favorite
I think he
songs.
Wants to fall inside your ghost.
This is where I use the term foppish. Like, why why does he write like a fucking dandy from the turn of the last century? Like, it's just... Nobody speaks like this. Like it doesn't make any sense. But
you are once again describing the Decemberists.
So terrible. It's the same fucking waltz tempo, piano chords played over and over, the whiniest, bloodless fucking lyrics, the rapping, a stupid fucking storybook that makes no sense. It's awful. But I gotta give it to Will I Am and Jackin' In is my worst of the worst.
Oh yeah, I'm also with you, lockstep. That Ain't It Pretty is horrible. It's horrible.
I will also go with Ain't It Pretty.
Wow. I'm also
under duress. Under duress.
No.
You like it. You love it.
Nothing was edited out. There was nothing left on the floor.
Free Will I Am.
Will I Am wins authentically.
Come on, it's really bad.
No.
It's fair.
I think we all know how this is going to go.
We do.
All
right,
do.
Literally,
I'm in.
21 Pilots is still a single point away.
Flight of the Flightless
So
Birds.
It's really, like, Will.i.am is going to have to win out. He's going to have to get all four votes, all 4 points for the rest of the game, and I will have to lock him in as worst of the worst, and Brian will have to lock him in as worst of the worst. So it is technically...
Maybe I'll do that.
Well, maybe we will.
Maybe now that all bets are clearly
off. Like, what do you
want
to hear more of? What do you have? Like, what are you going to have to listen to more?
Look,
more
we can't...
Will I Am or more 21 Pilots?
I try not to think about
You're
that.
You're going
to
get into Blurry Face world
I think the 21 Pilots versus Chainsmokers is like an iconic matchup. Like, they're both sort of like new guard. You know, last year it was Nickelback versus Imagine Dragons.
Holy
it was the old guard versus the new guard. And this year it's like truly, you know, a new era. Will I Am, though, I think also would be a bigger stylistic departure from Chainsmokers. It wouldn't be as homogenous sort of a finals and would also be interesting.
Right.
I think no matter what, it's going to be horrible.
It's going to be a terrible day.
Well, and I think truth is the 21 Pilots are worse.
Yeah, for
that's
all
just
agree.
My truth.
I think it's all of our truths.
It's
if
all
we're
our
being
truth.
Completely honest and loyal stoppies here, but the game must go on.
Yes,
so we are going to listen to "Make It Funky" versus "Before You Start Your Day."
Went down, you freaked them to the sound. The paper steady pound, and you dropped it to the ground. Hypnotized by the beat, he selected the beat. Said he rocking on the beat, heavy on repeat. So put him up. Drop it down, to the ground, back it up, somebody.
You're in my mind, I'm singing la-da. La-da, 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 la-da.
fuck up, Tyler.
Shut up.
We've had a fuck enough, dude. This is, I use the term white eyes to describe these. Not that bright eyes isn't white, but it's like white, the whites of your eyes when they roll all the way backwards. Like,
you mean the slits in your face?
The slits in your face.
Says?
Yeah, twice. Your breath hole and your fucking air catcher.
How many fucking melodramatic piano ballads can you fucking, like, create in your... How can they just keep doing this over and over again?
I know.
How does he get any fulfillment out of it?
I know.
It's the same
fucking
song.
Fucking Ben Folds 21.
No!
Yeah.
Wow. 21 Ben Folds.
Although, the worst fucking attempt at ballet funk horns
I've
ever heard.
Oh, my God. I know.
Just...
The kazoo, that kazoo sound
so
over
bad.
And over again.
I feel like Will.i.am is not allowed to say the words bump, hump, junk, rump, or trunk
or
ever
buns.
Again. Or buns.
It's the funk that make you jump. Sexy honey, shake they hump.
Oh,
got them dummies spending money just to get up in your junk.
I fucking hate Make It Funky.
It's really
yeah,
good.
Me too.
It
sucks.
Strong candidate for a little lock-in from me.
Wow.
I fucking hate. I just can't believe, you know, the lyrics aside, because, I mean, you got them dummies spending money just to get up in yo junk, buy you drinks up at the bar, fill you up with alcohol. Why me, boo you, try to do you, even walk you to yo car. You don't want what's going down, you freak them to the sound.
What?
Like,
no.
Like, put, like, feeding her drinks, walking to her car,
that's
and trying
no.
to do her, like, ugh. No, no. And then
no.
just the fucking wackest, like, most, like, doesn't get what the music is about. It, like, poor integration of, like, half-assed ballet funk.
Yes.
Just really fucking gets my goat.
And there's, like, 2.5 minutes of him just saying, do you like that beat? Do you like that beat? Do you like that beat? Do you like that beat?
Yeah.
I like that beat.
I like that beat.
Yeah, there's another thin-voiced female singer on this track.
Really
I
hate
wonder,
both
I
songs.
I wonder
though,
if he listened to that same mixtape that Piracy Funds Terrorism,
oh,
that Diplo,
yeah.
M.I.A. where there's, like, yeah, there's a lot of ballet. I feel like that came out around the same time, you know.
Yeah, it did.
He was like, come on, I could do that. Yeah,
I could be.
Except he fucking
when he was on ecstasy.
The fucking tempo and beep and like rhythm was all fucking wrong, but he threw them in awkwardly anyway.
Jesus
Christ.
So who gets it?
Very funkless. Well, we haven't
talked. We didn't talk much about fucking before you start your day. And
our eye slits.
Yeah, our eye slits.
The utter fucking melodrama.
Yeah.
Just so thick with it. It's like the fucking atmosphere of Jupiter. It just enveloping you in fucking solemn piano chords.
So
perpetually solemn.
I have a little bit of insight that I, for some reason, I got to at this point in the, but whatever. just about Tyler Joseph. This is not surprising in any way, but based on his Wikipedia article, Joseph was homeschooled in his childhood. His first real exposure to music was the Christian hip hop group DC Talk.
Holy shit.
So that basically says it all.
There you go.
Fucking homeschooled, indulged, never had to have relationships with other people, always was the center of his own universe. Mm. And his introduction to music was Christian rap.
Have we listened to that band?
No, and I won't.
I think that's a homework assignment.
We shan't.
We shan't.
Yo, why does he sound like he's got like a little bit like Bjork sort of?
Hi,
like,
yeah, he's doing indie girl.
Early
voice.
Influence
yeah.
Bjork.
He is.
Yeah, he's
the
definitely
Regina Spektor sort of.
Oh yeah.
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 No, dude.
It's fucking awful. They're both terrible. I don't know though. I might actually give it to fucking Will.i.am again.
The creep
I am going to give it to Will.i.am again.
The creep
I am
serious.
Thinking of giving it to Will.i.am with a lock-in, but I'm going to save my lock-ins until
he's going to save his lock-in.
Cuz we only have one round left after this which is crazy.
Wow.
I'm going to save the lock-in, but I am definitely giving my 1 point to Will.i.am.
Definitely Make It Funky is just it's very lazy. It's just I'm tired of hearing crazy in the lyrics. It's just he's got to be stopped. So, yeah, point for Will.i.am.
Wow.
Get him out of here.
All right, I'm going to say that until now, the skeeviness of Will.i.am was not quite fully realized in my mind. So I will give Will.i.am one more of my points for skeeviness.
Wow.
Heather, are you voting for
Will.i.am? Yeah, I voted for Will.i.am for
this one. All right, so it is now
sexy honey
24
shake
to 32. It is truly anyone's game. If Will.i.am gets all the points this next round and both lock-ins, he wins.
Wow.
If 21 Pilots gets any points at all, then they
then
win.
He'll play the
so
pantaloon.
We will see. So this is this is the closing tracks. God. SOS Mother Nature.
The ultimate
Yo,
girl.
Yo, this song this is I said the same thing. The ultimate
girl.
The original girl. Yeah.
Mother Gaia.
My mama. If she's got it.
Where did
her
she
mama.
Get it from?
She got it from
the Big Bang.
The mystery itself.
It's going up against Isle of Flightless Birds.
Oh my God.
Wow.
6 minute.
Oh my.
We'll talk about it. We'll talk about
climax.
What it is. All the
self-describes
words.
Climax.
It's a flightless bird of a song, I'll say.
They don't really care for us, and we can't complain because the only one to blame is us. The gas is rising up, but we keep on filling up. CO2 levels got the whole planet heated up. It's blazing in the winter, even hotter in the summer. Muhammad, Jehovah, somebody come and help us out.
Lord, come down and help us out. Send us an angel, help us out. SOS.
And stuff. We're lining our homes against winding roads, and we think the going is tough. We pick songs to sing, remind us of things that nobody cares about. And honestly, we're probably more suicidal than ever now. If you decide to live,
please, I can't do it anymore. I can't pretend that this was ever going to be close.
No,
fucking
Isle of Flightless
Birds.
Isle of Flightless Birds. I don't even care how fucking dumb the anti-global warming song is. The dumb guy energy of they could make a car that runs on ashes, but they won't patent it.
No.
Like, no, they can't.
That's what's happening.
And like just doing straight up like little like basically Lil B, it's nothing compared to a fucking
Lil Dicky.
Lil B and Lil Dicky. A fucking 6 minute reggae rap harpsichord song.
That's their longest song. That's
ballad,
their longest
a ballad.
21 Pilots song.
Of any 21 Pilots song.
Yes.
Epic.
Oh my God.
Isle of
Unforgivable.
Birds wins in the game. Hands down. I mean, you guys are both voting for it, too.
Of course.
Right?
Of course.
I mean,
with no reservations.
It's
unfucking believable.
I mean,
bad.
Will I Am, that song, SOS Mother Nature. It's like he watched an Inconvenient Truth once.
Yes. No, he didn't watch that. No, he watched like.
Who killed the electric car?
I don't even think he doesn't have the attention span for any of that shit. He watched like a fucking 5 minute BuzzFeed video and was like, oh my God, wait, this is bad.
Wait a minute.
Tornadoes are getting worse.
And I'm the one to do something about it. I'm the guy who's gonna patent the ash car.
Oh,
also, it's really bad. If they say it's gonna be okay, they just pretending. When the Eskimo gets bit by a mosquito, somebody in Miami will get swept by a tsunami. Rastas in Jamaica will get hit by a quake that registers something like
8.8.
What the fuck, dude?
Prescient, honestly.
It's so fucking bad. It's really, really bad, but it does not hold a candle.
No, it's true.
To this fucking, all we are is an isle of flightless birds. We find our worth in giving birth and stuff.
Shut up.
How frustrating and degrading. His time we're wasting. His time will fly by and the sky will cry as light is fading. And he is waiting oh so patiently while we repeat the same routine as we will please comfortability. And please don't think about why you can't sleep in the evening. And please don't be afraid of what your soul is really thinking. Your soul knows good and evil. Your soul knows both sides. And it's time to pick your battle. And I promise you, this is mine.
Oh my God.
Such a brave fucking crusader. Suck my fucking dick, Tyler. I hate you. I hate you.
Yeah.
That's it.
You know what I just realized is funny is I was wrong. Like, if Will.i.am got every single point till the end, it would be a tie. And at the end, we'd all have to say who we thought should advance. So it was going to be 21 Pilots a long time ago.
What.
It's 21 Pilots. Should we say our worst of the worst?
Yeah,
just to put a fucking cap on this, I would have given mine to 21 Pilots, the Pantaloon. The Pantaloon.
I also am Pantaloon.
Yeah,
Team
the Pantaloon. The Pantaloon.
Oh,
so they're just leagues ahead by a score of 40-24. A fucking beating against Will.i.am.
Thrashing.
An absolute Donnybrook. The 21 Pilots are going head to head with the Chainsmokers in the finals
Christ.
Of March Badness Part 2.
Enjoy Blurry Face. Enjoy yourself some Blurry
Yes.
Face.
Yes.
Honestly, Blurry Face versus Memories Do Not Open it's the only fucking final
only
at this point. It really is. Mm-hmm. It really is. And it's going to hurt. It's going to really physically hurt a lot. And I really hate the fact that I have to listen to more than 21 Pilots. But, oh, man. All right. We got to thank our incredible guests, Jules and Brian, for being on the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
As a devoted Stoppie, this is my dream. I did this for all the Stoppies out there. I've listened to every single minute of every single episode. So I'm so happy to be here. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
All right. I have one thing to say. I've been sitting on this whole episode.
All right.
I want to give a shout out. Heather got some fan mail. Heather and Mike got some fan mail from a fan who's a Gen Z fan who specifically mentioned that this fan likes me. So I dedicate this episode to my Gen Z fan.
Hell yeah.
And I love you. I love that you love me. And I love you back.
I think I could tell you exactly who that is. And, oh, yeah. It's our friend Azazel. Azazel. I might be pronouncing
it wrong.
They
are
a huge fan, and they're actually awesome. They wrote a review on Tool, and they tagged us in it, and it's fucking hilarious. Like, they are a young Stoppy following in our footsteps.
Thank you.
Absolutely,
we're doing it for the Utes.
I will say this. This is a thing that really warmed my little black heart. Was, you honestly have no idea how much I look up to you two. I grew up with a lot of shit music that I was afraid to criticize because everyone seemed to love it, like Tool and Train. It makes me so mad that these fucking doofuses receive so many accolades for doing nothing. People of color, women, and queer people have been making fantastic art and music forever, but they never get nearly as much recognition because they're not mainstream enough. Too true, young stuff.
You're awesome.
Absolutely.
Like, shepherding the youth. I gotta say, we fucked up, and we need to thank our patrons.
Oh, we
really gotta thank our patrons. So, our dear Stoppy from Barcelona, Estanis, is supporting us. Yay. Thank you. Maggie from Rock Candy. Maybe she felt guilty for strong-arming us into the Chainsmokers. We have... Monster Mash. I don't know what their name is. I like that. That's a great name. John O'Neill.
One of my online friends, John O'Neill. Thank you.
Multiple of your online friends, actually.
I think they actually, solicit that. They kept asking, do you have a Patreon? I've got some good online friends. Shout out to the FTU crew.
Yeah. And Stefan is our daddy dom. He's the only one who is spending more than $10 a month on us, which means he gets to choose our bonus episode for April. So that'll be really fun. Matthew Shepard, another massive Stoppy. We love you, Matthew. Simon McMurdo. And Dan Melick, our first patron. So thank you all for supporting us.
And the tent is coming. The content is on its way. Yes. I know there's none up now. It is coming very soon. So we apologize. And we also want to announce that every season every year we take a break in the summertime between seasons, but we will be releasing episodes on the Patreon during the break. So if you are craving more content Stoppies while we're gone in the summertime, you could always pay $5 to $10 a month on the Patreon and get that premium tent.
That's a bargain.
Honestly, I think so. I just can't believe that anybody is paying us money for this bullshit.
Yes, thank you so much.
We really do appreciate it. It's a huge deal. We will be back with the finals.
March Madness finals. Dear friend of the pod, Garvey Solomon is going to be back in the
from
the
our
lab.
Shack episode.
From our Shack, You Can't Stop the Rain episode. Garvey's coming back. And it is going to be Memories Do Not Open versus Blurry Face, two iconic bad albums of the 2010s.
Yeah.
Truly, like, maybe two of the worst of the entire decade that we just got through.
Of a terrible decade.
A terrible decade.
Yeah, really, really bad, guys.
So be on the lookout for that in the final week of March, the final week of March Badness. Jules and Brad, do you have anything you wanted to plug?
No.
All right. Cool. Heather, you should do the spiel then.
I will do the spiel. So you can find us at www.makeitstoppodcast.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Make It Stop Cast. You can support our Patreon by going to patreon.com/makeitstop. We'll be back next week. We appreciate you all.
Send us a TikTok of you licking your lips at a bus stop.
please do that. Yes, we do need to get on TikTok, so that'll be like another commitment that I'm gonna make is to finally like post as a podcast on TikTok. So,
Brian Jules, also thank you so much for joining
us. Of course,
again.
Yes,
always a pleasure.
I have one plug. If you want to follow me on Instagram, DeathBay666. I'm trying to get a 666 followers. I'm getting
amazing.
Close.
Oh yeah,
if
great
you
want to
follow
Jules
me, I got some
Instagram.
Weird
great
photos
content.
On there, some memes and whatnot.
Oh yeah,
follow me on there.
Influencer.
All right, we got an influencer. All right, so we'll see you next time, Stoppies.
Bye.
Bye.
The Make It Stop podcast is produced and recorded by Heather McCormick and edited by Heather McCormick and Mike Dunn. We are part of the Boston Free Radio Podcast Network and affiliated with the Somerville Media Center in Union Square, Somerville. The music for our theme song was produced by Patrick Ahern. Thanks for listening.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.